the day by day, so the Gemara speaks about Aseret and Eshuvah. We change the Nusach of the Tzim. Instead of saying Hashem HaFadosh, you have to recite the Bracha HaNoah HaFadosh. And then we learned that Machlok is a Rishon, what is the Yevid by mistake, the person said Hashem HaFadosh, but he has to repeat the Shema Nesra, and we pass him that it's not the Yevid, but he has to repeat the Shema Nesra. The person discusses, Yibam Maschol v'Hilchus of Kavosli v'Rabo, the person discusses, what's the Allah if the person is Mesupit? The chain part of Rabbeinu Yehuda, that if a person says, HaKel HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMelech HaKadosh Yehuda, it's about the eighth line into the Tesis. Im Shatik Le'Mamar Moy Omar, if he's Mesupik, what he said, HaKel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh, the din is Mavlirimah, he has to repeat the Shema Nesra, as it says in Yerushalmi and Tainis Perakama. What does it say? Hoy on this Talel, let's say we start saying Talamotar in December, let's say, or you start saying Mashiv HaRuach. On Ben Kesher HaShemeser. So if the person, if the Shemeser doesn't remember whether he said Mashiv HaRuach or not, if he says Marid Atol all year long, if he damages Nusach Spanish and Marid Atol all year long, so the person says in China that it's okay to be edit. If you say in the wintertime Marid Atol, even if you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach, if you said Marid Atol, so the edit is your yes, even if you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach. But let's say he doesn't have a Nusach Spar. He doesn't say Marid Atol in the summer. Summertime he just goes Mechal Tachayim Nechelsi. And in the winter he says Mashiv HaRuach Marid Agoshim. And he doesn't remember, it's a few days after the Shmi Aser, after the Ben Shkeshim, doesn't remember whether he said Mashiv HaRuach or not. So the Yerushalmi says, in such a case, he has to daven over. Or if it's a few days after December 4th and he doesn't remember whether he said the same Talmud, then there, even if he says the same Talmud, there are 2 days in patience and kindness about those. What if he said the same Tal in the winter time? If he said Marid Atal in the winter time instead of Mashiv HaRuach Marid HaGeshem, he says the din is with the other Yaitin. What if by mistake he said the same Tal instead of saying the same Tal Amata, he said the same Tal? So the din is that there are 2 days in patience, and he passed the din with the other Yerat Yaitin. It's not the same. Mashiv HaRuach Marid HaGeshem is a description of Gevura Hashem, a description of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you mention that Gevura, but you didn't mention it fully, you said the Baruch Hu is Marid Atal, you didn't mention that he's Marid HaGeshem, but at least you mentioned Marid Atal. You mentioned half of that aspect. You say Mechal Tachayim Mechesed, Mechal Beisim Rachim Rodot, Mechal Tachayim Rachim Rodot, all different voices. And you mentioned also Gevura, that has something to do with rain, even though you didn't mention about the Geshem, you mentioned about the Talk, but you added it to No, let's say in the winter time, instead of saying Mashiv HaRuach Marid HaGeshem, you made a mistake, you said Marid Atal. So did he ever do your thing? Why? I have to say yes. So he said at least part of the Gevura he mentioned. So he described that for himself as greatness in its entirety, but he didn't mention it to the greatest extent. If he leaves it out in the Gansim, he doesn't say Marid Atal, doesn't say Marid HaGeshem, I then he said Mechal Tachayim Mechaz, Mechaim Eitz, no, there are other Gevura. But he has to mention this Gevura Hashem when he gets the rain. So if he mentions something when he gets the rain, Marid Atal, he didn't say Marid HaGeshem, but he had this. But in Baruch Aleinu, that's not a description of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bakasha. You're asking for bakasha tzorachim. So if he needs rain, and when rain doesn't come, you only have the same tower. You don't have the same talamata. The same definition, that's not enough. So that's 2 days in place, that's only starts, and then it's not good.
That's the problem, that the righteous Tal being good, because Tal is never a Nekah. Tal is always there, it's only a Geshem. So why should the same Tal, why do we mention all together the same
Tal? Why do you mention it? Well, yeah, but Gemara says you don't have to, Gemara says you're not obligated to mention Tal.
Yeah, but why should it be good as substitute for
the Gevura? No, the Gevura is not there, that's not the Gevura you're just describing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, you have described the greatness of the Baruch Hu partially in this area. You didn't describe it fully, you described it partially, that he's Marid Atal, even though he didn't say much of it.
Geshem is like
the Chayim Eitzim
also,
like the floor of the Yim, the Chayim Eitzim. Yeah? The Chayim Eitzim. Yeah, but still, like, he didn't mention anything about Geshem, about Atal, and he said the Chayim Eitzim, that's not enough. He looked similar.
Yeah.
It's similar, but it's not identical.
Yeah.
Okay. But
that's
Tal, isn't it? That's what Tal says, the Shaila. What if the person soon after Shmini Atzeres, soon after the beginning of December, when he's supposed to start saying Mashiv HaRuach Marid HaGeshem, he's supposed to start saying the same Talamata, he doesn't remember whether he said what he was supposed to say or not, and if he didn't say it, and he has to daven over, what's the din? So they quote it, Yishalmi, Hoya Mispalel, he was davening Shmanes, then he had a day, Mispitalamata, Yimlav, he doesn't remember what he said, what he's supposed to or not, We assume that if it's the first 30 days, in the summer he's still davening in the old Musa that he used to, and he probably left out the same Talamot. He probably left out the Masha Rav, and therefore he has to daven over. What? Pirush? What does it mean? Shalom Yama. The Cheskel said he didn't say. Shalom Yama. Like Moshe Rav Amin Arato, Shalom Yama came. We assume that he most probably didn't say what he's supposed to. What if he practiced it all on one day and he said 100 times? I think he goes through Mechalkachai. The Maram Yisrael says, so what if it's a Kalachem? The Mada, if it's dead over 30 days, he assumes that he changes his regimes. So if it's on one day, he certainly changes the regimes. And the other Rishonim disagreed based on the Gemara and Baba Kam. The Gemara has a din of a Shor Amulet. That a Shor Kam, Shor Nogat, the Bala Shor, only takes Chachinah. And the Shor Amulet Shor Nogat means if the Shor already caused the damage three times, for the first 3 times the Bala Shor only pays Chachinah, for the fourth time, the Bala Shor has to pay Nezik Shor. So the Chumash describes the Shor Amulet that the Shor was Nazik on 3 different days, and then it's Nogiach a fourth time. What if the Shor was Nazik 3 times on the same day?
No.
So that's a Machlek Yisatanai, that's Machlek Zamer of Yudas. Do you say a Chavachayme? That we have Niki Chayis of Chayif, Kirav Niki Chayis of Lekoshke. If you say the same, and it has it on 3 different days, or 3 different days scattered over more than 3 days, let's say one has it now, and a week later, or 3 weeks later, so on 3 different days that are spread apart, that are scattered apart from each other. It establishes the regimes of the day, so if it's 3 times on the same day, it certainly establishes the regimes of the day. The other kind of says, no, it has to be Dafke on 3 different days. So that's how we start. It has to be Dafke on 3 different days. So that's what all the Rishonim disagree with the Maharam Gutenberg. How can he say, that if he daven over 30 days, he comes to daven over 30 days, he have 90 tefillahs, 100 tefillahs spread out over 30 days, that establishes the regimes of his speaking, that he's used to saying Mashiach Ruach, he's used to saying the same Talmud Mosar. So certainly more so if he says it in one day, but we don't pass him like that time about the Shor Amulet.
What difference is it? The Shehugin is a mood. The Shehugin is also no good if he just misses one day. So it's different in there.
It's different.
But it's different.
No, you have to see a pattern. No, it is like this. If the day was Negeach on Sunday, another behemoth. And a third behemoth on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it didn't really begin, but then sometimes Thursday it goes ahead. Then it does ahead on Friday. So then there's no pattern. Everything is today. But if every time the behemoth sees another behemoth, it does a negicha, except that it doesn't see behemoths every day. It saw behemoth on Sunday, and it was negicha. So next time it saw behemoth was 3 weeks later, it was negicha. Next time it saw behemoth was 2 days later. It was negicha, so as long as there are 3 different days, it establishes a negicha. You have to make sure that it's some kind of, there has to be some pattern. If it's not in a pattern, then not. That's the kasha, that's the shine. Others disagree with the Maharam. Let's say they did walk the Vola. Let's say the Shor was Negeach 9 o'clock in the morning, and then they took the Bala Shor to bed at 10 o'clock, and it was Negeach 11 o'clock, took the bed at 12 o'clock. No, let's say the Mezuba like that. There's still a Machleika Satana. And we still pass it that it's not a Shor Amulet. It doesn't tell that it's a Shor Amulet, yes, we disagree. The one thing it says, Glossak Zeret HaKosu, the Amulet. We pass it, my Shor Amulet is a Zeret HaKosu, because it says it's different day. Another Shonagachum is small Shulchan. Small Shulchan, our Pasuk, has to adopt these different days. And the problem is that the Gemara in, that's how it led you to say. Kadzerah, Kakosu, Vashor, Amuad, but really the story, both Rameh and Yudah both agree to this story. That if a behemoth or if a human being does something that's scattered over different days and that establishes a regimen, so certainly more so that establishes a regimen, it's done in one day. So the difficulty is that it's against the Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus is the same, that the Machlokes of Meir Rav Yudah is the Machlokes that applies in establishing the Rejulis in general. About whether you go to Tainus, if so many people die, let's say in New York City, some of you last year, the newspapers, how many people die every day? There's an average, how many people die every day? What happens, let's say, one day, natural death, not so murder. Not so murder, natural death. How many people die naturally? So what if 3 days in a row so many people die, so then the Mishnah says in kindness, you go to kindness. So the Gemara has a shadow. What if it's not 3 days in a row? Let's say in this village, always 3 people die every day. And now, so 3 people die every day, so in 3 days, 9 people should die. So what happens in the course of 3 days, that's 3 consecutive days, so say every day instead of 3, 6 people die. So then Mishnah says you have to be greater kindness, there's something wrong with the water, with the air, with the... There's some kind of poison, there's something wrong, you have to be greater kindness, and be the power that the situation should change. And why has a shayla? What if 25 people die in one day? 25 people die in one day, that's the same as 6 people dying in 3 days or not. So the Gemara says, that depends on the Machlokes of Meir Rav Yudah. There is not by a Shoah Mu'ad, but you can become a Shoah Mu'ad in one day. The same issue Gemara time. You see, it's a Machlokes in general. You don't assume that. You don't say that there is a cause to Dafka by Shoah Mu'ad. Machlokes in general. Yeah. That's the Shoah. How does it apply me? Being there, when you're trying to produce a joke, we're trying to figure out whether the animal psychology changed or not. Maybe you can't tell from one day, maybe any other day. You're trying to figure out whether there's something wrong with the water in the city or the air in the city, if it's contaminated. Maybe there was some special reason for one day. Maybe it's the Eastman, I thought, but over here, we are establishing, now we're trying to... We're taking this as an indication that there's something wrong. We're establishing a change. We're making the change. So here everybody will agree that he created the change. Could be. And it's a half day past the Lukulu. The past not to Mahalam Lutz. If the person can hurt 100 times in one day, then if he has a sloppy greater, he does. If he knows for sure he left that Talamata, Najib Urafa, and he has to grab it up. But if he's Lukulu, so we will assume that he said, according to his reading.
The Raisam of the Rishon is not the Machtimah, but the Raisam of the Rishon is only
Right. So, that is called the Yishami for different things. In our Seretz Yemei Tshuva, we don't have 30 days, we only have 10 days in our Seretz Yemei Tshuva. So the Leila Tzadik says, if the person is Masupik in our Seretz Yemei Tshuva, what he said, so he, we have to assume that he didn't. What if he practiced 100 times in one day? He said Hashem, he doesn't say the Shem Hashem. Today he doesn't really rehearse it in the same way. He doesn't rehearse it in the same way that he's going to say it.
What if he hadn't published for 2 months before?
For Lomas.
It wasn't for Lomas.
This Yerushalmi, there's a famous kasha that there's a tshuva in the Gaya Masef. I'm pretty sure we discussed this once before. There's a tshuva sefer that's entitled Gaya Masef. The Gemara says in Erevin that David, he gathered the father off of Moscow. Hashem, I mean, David used to say Shurim in his yeshiva, and he was very much clear, and the Talmidim understood. And the person says that Shaul says Shurim in his Talmidim are not so much clear. So the Gemara says, how come there was a difference? How come the father said Shurim, he was much clear? So the Gemara says, David was Gali Masech. And Shaul was Lord Gali Masech. Whatever that means. Some Hashem said that David gave my requirements in advance, so the Talmidim prepared for the Shurim. So that's what he understood it better. And they handed it, whatever, so therefore they learned better. By Shaul, he didn't give, he wasn't the Gala Maseth, he didn't tell them that it is, but he didn't learn, somehow he wasn't Maseth. But the Machaber of the state, his name is Abdabit al-Labaraki, he was a contemporary of Abchaim Balozhin. He had a sikh with Abchaim Balozhin, and then later on they made up, and then he said a Hester, and Abchaim Balozhin passed away, and Hester isn't the same. And he had Shalit Shulik, it's called Gala Maseth. He had his own style, and Jewish, and Halach, everything was original, different style. So he has a tshuva, a very interesting tshuva on this Yerushalmi. Like Takashi, we already learned the Gemara in the third parak later on, what's the din if a person has a suffix whether he's davened or not. Suffix is talo, suffix why is talo. So tefillah is only in the Rabbana, but you really ought to say, Shteka the Rabbana the Kuba. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like that. That's the first opinion. Suffix talo, suffix why is talo. Ain't a chayzer mispalel, the first opinion, Rav Lozen says you don't have to daven over because sake of the Rabban of the Kuz. But he passed like Rav Yechanan that you do have to daven over. Even if you only have a suffix, but you daven or not, halabai shi's palel odom, chalayom kulei. Whenever you're in doubt, you have to daven over again. So the Yishami has a case over here. The fellow did daven. He was talking, he did daven, but he doesn't remember whether he said, Majumaruach, Atalamata, Yalavayavu, whatever. He doesn't remember. So why does the Yishami say that we assume that if it's within 30 days, he probably daven, is the Cheskas, that he daven the same way he used to davening, and he left out the Talamata, he left out the Majumaruach, and that's why he has to daven over. Because we are Mevara based on the Yumdin that he left it out. And what if he wouldn't know one way, and after 30 days that it's the Cheskos that he did say? Why do you have to say the Cheskos that he did say, the Cheskos that he didn't? Whenever there's a topic, you have to daven over again. That's what the Echon is in. Halabashi is Talon and Kol Yom Kulak. Why is it different because he daven? In Mar goes, he doesn't remember he daven at all.
Could be.
But here where he did daven, that could be, but that's not the answer that's given a Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give that answer. The Mishnah Berurah quotes at Shulchan Aruch that people don't look carefully at it. And even if you look at it, I'll tell you to look at it, you won't realize what he says. If you don't look at the Gai Masechta, you won't realize what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Gai Masechta quotes the Shulchan Aruch, it's important, Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the same Shulchan Aruch, he explains it at length, and then you imagine, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you'll understand what he says. The Aruch says, by Sotik is Pal, Sotik lo is Pal, and the thing is that you don't have to daven over. Think of the Rabbana Lakula. The thing is like a mother.
The
Rabbana says, you're allowed to. He didn't say you're obligated to. He said, you're allowed to daven over if you want to. Although usually we say, Sotik brachas lachan, and it's forbidden to repeat the bracha, because it's the Sotik brachas lachan, but when it comes to daven in Shmon Esrei, we assume, all about yourself, since you're committed to daven in Tzilus Medoda, so we would recommend, say, Tzilus Medoda, and in case he didn't daven, so this will be a mincha. In case he did daven, it will remain a Tzilus Medoda. So to say a Tzilus Medoda, that's no problem. Let's say the person has a Sotik, whether he said Talamot or not. He has a topic where he says, Masha Baruach Anad, but strictly speaking, the din is that he shouldn't have to repeat this one after. Take a bit of on the food. And then if he wants to act the Midas Chassidus, he should do it. So we would recommend do like Rabbi Yechon, but that's not a chiyuv to do like Rabbi Yechon. We would recommend volunteer Shmoneh Esrei, right? And that Shmoneh Esrei, be careful that you do say Masha Baruach, or Talamata, Yalav Yechon, whatever you're supposed to. And then for sure you'll be Yechon. Now comes the Yishami and says, but there are some cases where it's not some recommendation that you should volunteer to listen to it. If it's within 30 days, then we assume that you have to, because we assume the Cheska Shehu Lamud. We assume that he must have gotten the Shemana Esrei without Talamata. We assume that he said it wrong. But then you'll please maybe think the Shemana Esrei. That's why, that's what the Gari Masech explained. That's what, now if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you see that's what it says the Seirish. If it's within 30 days, this kind of a case, then you will have to repeat the Shemana Esrei, because it's a Dirur, based on the Umdana, based on the role, that he didn't say it right. But if it's a real Tzafik HaShakul, then you're not looking at 3 feet. The Bihar just said, he recommends. Mika Radin, you don't have to. Alabashi is Talon and Kumar, you're Kalay and Kumar. There's a way to resolve your problem. This is the thing we learned today. We started whether the person left out the Chayim or the Chayim. The Gemara called Machloek is a weak option that you don't have to daven over because it's not even mentioned in the Gemara. It's only a Pil. It's not really part of the Nusach HaPil. It's only for you. Okay. He left off in the Gemara by the two dots. The Gemara is quoting different members. The Rabbi Bachin and the Saba said in the name of God. The Yom Rabbi Bachin and the Saba Mishnei Rav said another member. Kol Shef Shlo Lebat Yishlach Machadera Beinim Abad Yish Nikra Chayter. Another person is in trouble. Another person is a chayla, whatever. And I have the ability to help him. So I'm looking to help. But what if I have no ability to help him? Or I've already done the maximum. I've already given all the money I can. I've already contacted everybody that I can possibly contact, everything there is to do. But I didn't doubt it. But the Gemara says that means that I didn't do everything that's in my ability to do for the person. Because the Baruch Shalom has full control over the world. And maybe if I'll doubt it, the Baruch Shalom will give the fellow a record. Maybe he'll give him a Yeshua. Maybe he'll give him a Rachman. So if I doubt him, then I've done the maximum that I could. If I didn't doubt it, I didn't do the maximum. He mentioned that again, that's Ikha Chaylin. Yeah? It says in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchas Ikha Chaylin, quotes from the Ramban on the Gemara, that if a person is Mevaka Chaylin, he doesn't daven, then he's not Yaitz Ikha Chaylin. So the Gemara says that you shouldn't be Mevaka Chaylin the first 3 hours of the day, you know, the last 3 hours of the day, because the first 3 hours of the day, he's going to look so rested. He was sleeping all night, so you think that he's not sick at all, and you won't bother to be the spouse. And if he's visiting him the last 3 hours of the day, he'll look so haggard, he'll be so knocked out from all day's remaining work. So you think that his tefillah won't help, so he won't be in the power. But that's what the Gemara says, you shouldn't give him a Baka Chela. So the Ramban asks, so what's so this? He didn't Baka Chela, he won't daven. So you really should daven, even if you see him, but he looks very healthy, or he looks very sick. And you made a mistake, you didn't daven. So you still Yoytze Dika Chela, by visiting him. So the Ramban says, no, you're not Yoytze Dika Chela, if you don't do the max, Dika Chela doesn't come in to visit the person. Means you have to do the maximum that you can possibly do to cure him. This year a doctor, you should have to open his mouth or open his chest or whatever. If you're a nurse, you should take care of him. But if you're none of those, you should wash the floor, change his pajamas, or change his underwear, give him a bath, feed him, or help him out or something. And if everything is taken care of, he's in the hospital, have the doctors and nurses, everything is taken care of, they call him up on the telephone, he comes to visit, you cheer him up. So that's what you can do to help him. But if that's all you do, you just cheer him up, and you're not in the town, again, you haven't done the maximum. The maximum that you can possibly do to help the person have a food is by being with Tom. And the Rambam writes the same regarding Bias HaMashiach. We all have an obligation to Aish and Bias HaMashiach. What can we possibly do to Aish and Bias HaMashiach? So there are different mitzvahs that the Levites say that Aish and Bias HaMashiach, you know, Shabbos and Tzedek and Mishpat, Luch, Chesed, all the mitzvahs that everybody's involved with, those are the things. That's HaMashiach in Kamesh. All the Levites say specific mitzvahs. Not all the Tayyab.
You said only two Shabbos and Mashiach.
Yeah. And we didn't even do that.
Yeah.
So the Rambam writes in one of the Igurites, the Gerus Tamer, the Gerus Hashman, one of them, he writes, so why do we daven in the Shemona Esrei every day, Shemona Esrei every day, Shemona Esrei every day, because we all have an obligation to hasten Bias HaMashiach. We have to do the maximum that's in our power to hasten Bias HaMashiach. So if you did Tzedek and Mishpat and Chesed and whatever, and Shabbos, but you didn't daven, then you didn't do the maximum. The Rebbe Shalom has in his control the whole issue of Mashiach. To daven to the Darshan, maybe with your Kerech HaTzimah, the Darshan will bring Mashiach. But that's why you have to daven every day, that's part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of hastening the Yasa Mashiach. And that's what he says over here also, there's a Chiyuv Chesed towards other people of some of the... Everybody. It's a good question. It's a good question. Why does the Gemara say you have to hit specifically for that time? Why isn't everybody included in your plan? I don't know.
Just like a negative rock, you have to be rocking
forever. But did he have it if he said Shahako? You would be, I think. But did he have it? I think it's after Friday in the morning. After Zimcha Mayrus.
Nobody even has to mention even the Friday, because the thing I wish to end is came over food of all. So
that
you don't even have to mention it.
But he had the Friday specifically in mind. He had the Friday specifically in mind. If I'm drinking, let's say, if I'm drinking wine and I said Shahako, so that he had to be great to it, but at least he had this specific thing in mind. But if this is a Tzedek, generally, he didn't have in mind that specific Tzedek, then there's something missing.
On the Rabbani Shulam, he don't say
Yeah.
On the Rabbani Shulam, he don't say he said anything. He said Tzedek. He didn't say it, couldn't even say it. It just appeared, it didn't say
You shit him up? No, but that's what the Mephoshah said. The Rabbani Shulam came to visit the Chol, and then he sent three Malachim, one of them to be Merapi Avram. If the Malach would have come first, then the Rabbani Shulam wouldn't come afterwards to be Merapi Avram. He wouldn't have been a Chol. You see, when the Rabbani Shulam came to visit him, he didn't cure him. He sent the Malach later. The Rabbani Shulam was just Merapi Avram. He visited him and he remained sick. And the Malach was Merapi him. Because Rashi quotes the Medrash Avram and said he was still sick. When the Malachim came, he still didn't feel well, and that's why they went away, because they saw that he was changing his bandages, and he was exhausted, and he was run down, he didn't feel well. So the Rav darshens this from a prophet. How did he notice that if you have the ability to be misfollowed to somebody, you didn't misfollow, so you haven't done the maximum? You consider it sinner because you haven't done the maximum. Shehem, as Amalek, Cholili, Mechatol Hashem, Mechatol Hashem, Batchem. Shmuel is having the... The sikhsuch with Bnei Yisrael, and they said that they'd like to have a miller. And then he says, well, what's wrong with me? How did the shaykh told me is? What's wrong? And I'm nothing. So they say, no, then he got embarrassed. They started to fire emphasis. So he said, it's really a sin that we're doing. And to prove that it's a sin, he called the Tanya Rabbani Shalom to bring rain clouds in the middle of the dry season when it's not supposed to rain. And then they thought it's really going to rain. It's going to ruin all the crops that's on the field. But they were frightened, so Shmuel says, don't worry, I'm going to be misfollowed to the Baruch Hu that it shouldn't be. First he brings the clouds to show them that they sinned, and then he says, Cholo Yivu Mechatov Hashem Mechatov Mishpata, of course I'm going to daven. Well, you think I would be a sinner and not respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you? Mm-hmm. See, what he did wrong was they requested a king when there was no Mishri. He was running the Baruch Hu. It's a long time. Yeah, there is a mitzvah to have. The other land halach is a mitzvah. The mitzvah only begins when you have when you come to Eretz Yisrael, the Amata Asimah Lamelach, when there's a demand of the Sibir. This is how it begins, of course. And the mitzvah only begins in Eretz Yisrael when there's a demand of the Sibir. The Machlech is in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, where it's a mitzvah or a shiv. We pass into a mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah if the Sibir requests the Melach. But they shouldn't have requested it at that. When you need a king, and then you request it, then there's a mitzvah. But at that time, they really didn't need a king. They were doing well with the Anhar Rav Shmuel.
It says the Haragoyim,
Family, it's a different Jehovah's Witness. That's like thinking about a time that is proper. And they requested it as an improper time. They had a lobby. And Shmuel was running, the pastor Shmuel was traveling around the whole country. He said, oh, just sitting in one place and learning. He was traveling around taking care of all the needs. But he said, at that time, if I wouldn't daven for you, that would be considered a sin on my part. On my rabbi in Talmud Chacham was the one who needs the rapport, the one who needs the issue, the one who is in trouble. Is a Talmud Chacham, not only do you have to be mispalel, you have to be mispalel tzlach shimech la'atlo'olav. You have to become, like the difference between English, between sympathy and empathy. You have to have empathy with him. You have to get yourself sick for the Talmud Chacham. Because of his need, because he needs something.
That's correct.
My time, where do you see from any pasuk that that's so? Eleven, Mishum Nechsev Ein Chol Mikam Olai, the Goyles Oznai, Shaul HaMelech was aggravated why no one is telling him where David is. So he says, Ein Chol Mikam Olai, there's no one amongst you who is getting sick for me. No one is really seriously sympathizing with me. But that's a chacha that you're supposed to really feel sick if the person who's in need is a tam chacha. Say, you know what, that's not a chacha. Shaul was a melech, so that's why he felt that they all have to really extremely sympathize with him. So you know what, I'll be chacha from a different process. Shaul a melech doesn't tell him that he was mispalo of other people who were not the melech. He was mispalo of, what did I say, doing bachi teufel. He's mispalo of other people who were not the melech to the extent, Rami bachaloysam levushiko. He would wear sack and he would have foundation and he would get sick over those who needed the Yeshua, who needed the refuah. Why? Because they were Talmid HaKham. Yeah. But they were still Talmid HaKham. That was later. Yeah, that was later. But in the beginning they were fine Talmid HaKham. And then they became poor. Yeah. The Gemara is quoting all the members that this Amara said in the name of Rav. There's no real connection between all the different members. The Amara Al-Bachim in the Sol, Mishmei Dirav, Kalois Dibar Averim, Mishbaish Bar Perkin Rosen Averim. So if the person later on suffers Busha, suffers embarrassment because of that Averim, you have a promise from Akkad is Gokha that Lois Kalois Kalo Ben Erzim. The Busha that a person suffers after having sinned in Averim, because of the Averim, so this itself is enough to be Mechaper on his Averim. Lochon Kalois Shema, the part of the Lovi says to the Rei Solomon, Tiskiri, Uvosh, you will remember all your sins and you will be embarrassed. But real Achot is content to take matter and you won't. And if you will be embarrassed, according to the first, it continues, the Chapri Loch L'chol Asher Atif Yom Hashem Ukin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechaper B'nei Yisrael, and later on there won't be any problem. After the Busha, after the Klima, there won't be any problems later on because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechaper them. That the Navi says that such a thing exists, that one who suffers Busha and Kalimah, the Zaynus, because of the Averis that he does, just right away in the Chilas Averis. So the Gemara, how do you see that from that passage in Navi? Maybe the Navi is doing a Tzibah Shaka, a special Aftacha to the Tzibah. The Navi said it on occasion. I don't know that it applies to Yechid. There was the Gemara Mehalka, a different passage that speaks about a Yachid as well. But then the Shmuel of Shaul HaMelech, right before he went to war, so he got very nervous, and he asked to bring Shmuel HaNavi back from the dead. So he went to the Baal HaSof. No, he asked me to bring Shmuel back. So Shmuel comes back from the dead, and he says to Shmuel HaShol, when he was dead, he used to speak to him, what are you bringing me out of my grave for? What is Shmuel HaNavi? The Gemara says Shmuel HaNavi was frightened. The Gemara in Moshe Sutton says, he was frightened. He thought that they're bringing him out to judge him. But he was trembling. But then he found out that he wasn't going to be judged. The Gemara says he went to Shmuel Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu should testify to him that he kept all the mitzvahs that it says in the Torah. Then he found out he's not being called to judgment, rather that Shaul was nervous about the future, so he wanted to ask Shmuel what's in store. So he says, what have you caused me to tremble, to titter so much? Mommy, he didn't understand it. How was I to get me out of my grave? And just for this issue, this is what the person called me took him, that it's not proper to move a body, it's not proper to dig out a body that's buried in one place and rebury it in another place because of Cherdas Adin. Because when you move a body, even over here, the body wasn't moved. The neshama somehow will be trembling as if it's not. So if they move body from one cemetery to the other, then the neshama will tremble because he won't understand what's happening. He'll think that they're calling him to the Bezen Shomayla for judgment. Unless you have special situations, says the Shomayla. Unless the green terrace is Israel, or Allah Tanai, or Kibre Avoyt, or this cemetery is Mutal de Bizayon. If, let's say, Goyim are violating the cemetery, being revived over this, you actually want to move to Makom Mechubah, but unless there's some special consideration that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, then we assume that it's prohibited, Mitam Cherdas Adin. That's what some folks can discuss. Maybe there's a maximum to Cherdas Adin. How long? Let's say a person is buried 100 years ago. There's still a Cherdas Adin. How many years after the funeral? There's a Cherdas Adin even by babies. Let's say a baby was buried. What Cherdas Adin? Little babies are not punished till the age of 20. Now she says, beginning of Parashat Chayisar, that the Bezal Shalmala doesn't punish till the age of 20. The Chacham Tzvi doesn't like that measure that Rashi quotes. It's a bar mitzvah, no? It's a bar mitzvah. The person is not punished for sure. Not in Bezal Shalmala, not in Bezal Shalmala. He's not punished anything that he did. Maybe by babies, if there's no Cherdas Adin, maybe he should be mutter. That's the only consideration, Cherdas Adin. So the parts can discuss it, but that's at least one of the considerations. They quote from this process. So Shmuel thought that he's going to be judged, so he got so frightened. So by Yom HaShoah, I'm very nervous, listening to Holland, he's up to Sitikroch Nefesh. I'm frightened out of my wits. That's why I called you this Agnes Nefesh, because I really need you. Then the king saw me alive, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not with me anymore, but Yom HaShoah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't answer my request. I wanted to know whether I should go to war or not with the Plishtim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo didn't answer me, Gam Yad HaNadim, he didn't answer me, the Nadim didn't tell me what's going to be. He didn't have any halonis. And that's why I felt compelled to get the Isha, the Bala Saiz, to kind of bring you back from the dead, to ask you what's the story of Isha. So why didn't the Shaul say, I asked the Nevi'im, and I asked the Yom Tumim, and the halonis, and I still didn't get it? How come he left out the Yom Tumim, and the Tumim, my comment? Why didn't he mention that? So the answer is because he was dead embarrassed, because he was the one who killed all of the Kohanim in the city Nobel. We were in some like Amar, our show didn't mention him until he's speaking to Shmuel HaNavi, we shouldn't cut to the Navi, Rakhainim. Because he wiped out the whole city of Mekon. So he was afraid that he was going to mention Urvatunim, it would be a kitchen on him. So he was a little bit embarrassed when he said that. So because he stopped it, this is murder over here, killed the whole city, Navi, Rakhainim. So even though he murdered so many people, that he caused their death, nevertheless, because he was embarrassed because of that Avera, that's why we see from the passage that he was forgiven. Frank Bigelow, where does it say that he was forgiven? Behind the Achilah Lemishamai, where do you see that he was forgiven from heaven for that sin? Shememar, when Shmuel HaNavi answers Shaul in this conversation, he says, Machar Atov Anecho Imi, there's going to be a war, you're going to go to war, you're going to be killed, you and your children are going to be killed in the war. What does it mean? You're going to be dead. Like I'm dead, I'm the Ottoman, so you're going to be with me. You're not going to be in your world, you're going to be in my world. But the Lord has an added comment. What does the word Imi mean? Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Imi Bin Mechitzot, you're going to be in my Ganeg. You're going to be with me in Ganeg. Why should you go to Ganeg if you killed all the Kohanim? If you wiped out all the city, you'll be right then. So it must be because he had such embarrassment at the time that he spoke to Shmuel. And he left out the Ur of the Tumim, so because he suffered embarrassment, that's why he had an issue.
Didn't he use the Mechafer?
I don't know. The pasuk says, "The Hokanim Hashem, the Giv Hashol, the Chir Hashem." The what does Rashi say? There was a famine. There was a rot of Gimel Shanim. The whole story is in the Navi. And they said, and the Givanim told David HaMelech that if they'll give the children of Shol that they should kill them, then they think that they're wrong, and they think that it's a punishment because there was no nekama for the fact that that Shol killed them. Very strange fashion. So the pasuk says that they requested of David, we want to kill the children of Shaul. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we give our Shaul, we're going to kill the children of Shaul in a certain place. And then he describes Shaul as the Chir Hashem. who described who? The Gibbonim are describing Shaul as Mechir Hashem? They're angry at Shaul. They want to take the comment from Shaul. So how do they describe the Mechir Hashem? So obviously, you have to bask over Yom Mechir Hashem. Not that the Gibbonim describes them. As she said, the Bata Hema Yom Mechir Hashem, Shaul is gone also how Gibbonim, but all the Chvoda, they were angry at Shaul. They wanted to take the comment. They were Mavad the Shaul. So they wouldn't be Mechavit Shaul to describe him as Mechir Hashem. Must be, you are assumed, that the Basco came out from heaven and described him as the Mechir Hashem. Why is that? Because Shaul started to join us in connection with killing out the Gibbon. Initially he was appointed as a Melech, and it's not for the fact that he sinned, he would have been made a Melech. I what would be with the Yaakov Avinu's promise? I don't know. I guess it has. But the Pesach says the same like that, but it's not for the fact that Shaul sinned, he would have been made Melech, and the Malchus would have been made by his descent. It's a difficult thing to murder. You murder someone, then you start to be dead. You say, here's a couple of others. The idea, we understand a little bit, that you're still in on the magma of the Hashem Shalom, and a tremendous degree, you're still in there, then a person starts to be dead.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know. The Gemara and Yvonne's discussions it a little bit. It's a very difficult parsha, and nonetheless, even though it's so difficult, the Paskin quotes halacha lamais dinim from this parsha. They learn our dinim. And the Chesh Mishpat and the Hilchot Yisir are different things. I don't know, it's a very difficult parsha. Yeah. So what do we have so far? We've been learning about from the beginning of the parsha. We're learning there's a mitzvah kriyashma. Mitzvah kriyashma consists of two parshias. No, sorry, the first two parshias, because it says the shachar of tumacha. Both the Shema and the Hayoyim Shema. Why did he say the third parasha? The third parasha doesn't have the Shachruch of Tumecha. This is more important than any other mitzvah in the Torah. Oh, because of the Chirush Yitzchias Mitzvah. So why did they pick on that? They could have picked on any other parasha. So why did they pick on parasha this? It has the last part. Ani Hashem Okeh, Mishot Tzitzchem Yitzchem 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 Yitzchem. Could have picked another parasha that has something fancy. It's the rest of the more discusses here. Why did they specifically pick on this parsha? Amar Rabbi Abba ben Zitzisi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida, Dikshul Akvar Parsha, Bama Pekriya Shema. There was a time that the Tanoim were considering the possibility of incorporating Parsha Bolok into Kriya Shema instead of Parsha Tzitzis for the purpose of the Chira Tzitzis and Zayim. But the Gemara is going to quote the Pasuk. Okay, where does it say Tzitzis and Zayim? The Gemara is going to quote. And it's Nehemah Bok Kavahua, and why? Why didn't they choose Parshas Balak instead of Tzitzis? Because it's way too long. They shouldn't tell us how to see it. Parshas Tzitzis is short. It takes 2 minutes. Parshas Balak is so long, so it'll be a Tircha de Tzibur. It'll be a Tircha de Tzibur. So, Reg the Gemara, in my time, why would it have been preferable? Why would they have preferred, if not for the Tircha de Tzibur, why would they have preferred the Parsha of Balak? Was it not the Parsha of Tzitzis? It says, Ani Hashem Kel Shei Tzedek HaMitzrayim. What's so great about that? Then the Gemara, Elay, Rav Shem Yitzid, Bekeo Mosi Yom Mitzrayim, Kisar Pos Reim, well, it's a little fancier than the last Pasuk. If you have poetry, that's the Pasuk. So the Gemara, Elay, Ma Pashis, Vidis, the Pashis, Mishkolot, Tichvedem, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, there are other Pashis also in the Torah. That is shorter than Pashis Bolo. So if you don't like Pashis Bolo because it's too long, but you want something a little fancier than the last Pasuk in Bayam, and Pashis Tzitzis, so there are other parshas. We read this in Mishkolos, we see it from time to time. She brought them on name because there's another pasuk. Elam Rav Yosef Bar Rav Yishim Lichsib Lo B'Hai Kor. Because this pasuk is also incorporated in Parshas Bilom, Parshas Bilom. Korash Achav Ki Arich Avazim Mi Ki Menu. What does that mean? It says not only Bechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kel Matiyam Mitzrayim, it also mentions something about waking up and going to sleep. And we know that what? That Bechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not really a separate mitzvah. We discussed that the Rambam doesn't count Bechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Midrash Mitzvah. So all of the Minhachinah and the Tzlat and the Achayinah, Kepasha, why not? The Rambam quotes in the Yalach HaZaka the obligation of Chiyuv Deraisa to mention the Chiyuv Deraisa. So the Achayim gives many Terutsim on the Kasha. All the Terutsim are the Terutsim. One of the many Terutsim that Torah should tell him that Chaim was that the Rambam's opinion is that the Chiyuv Deraisa is not really a separate mitzvah. It's a hemshech of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Because you learn how to look through the Atmos of the Mantris, because then it's a certain call, you have to say once by yom, what's Balaila, when is that? So the Mantris later is during this man of Kriyashma. Why should the Zechir the Tzir Tzir have the same man as Kriyashma? What's the connection? So the Tzlach talks about that. He's going to say, he's having the Rabbon, and he's on the next page. So I said, why should I have the same man as Kriyashma? You have to say the Zechir the Tzir Tzir. That's what Kain said, no, the Tzir. Halelo tells you that the Chiyuv is taken time is a chelik of creation. What is the chelik of creation? The opening pasuk in Aseret Adibus reads, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Tzichon Yeretz Mitzrayim." And Ibn Ezra has the comment that the Kuderi has the same comment. Why does "Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Borat Shemayim Baaretz"? Why is it only to Asher Hotzei Tzichon Yeretz Mitzrayim? But we didn't experience Kriyas Olam. We weren't there. We experienced Blaine Shlomo who was there. I think I had just experienced the Tzichon Yeretz Mitzrayim. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Tzichon Yeretz Mitzrayim." He just experienced that the Makkah, he just experienced Kriyas Yamsul just a few weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, right before Shavuot. "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." You know that I'm the real God, and all of these faith and Muna were in the Samsul, were demonstrated, were shown to the Bnei Yisrael through all the Yisim and the Flores of Yisim and Tzah. But that's the same over here. The Chiras Yisim and Tzah is not fun to have Hakkaras HaTayyus to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Why is there a disabilitation to mention Yisim and Tzah? We thank the Rebbeinu Shlomo. No, that's on Leil paper. The Gemara says on Leil Pesach, the Mitzvah is Sipi Yisim and Tzah, to tell by Rishon. So that's the Yisim and Mitzvah Sipi Yisim and Tzah. To express the debt of gratitude to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The Gemara says, in Pesachim, the Gemara says, Kana Ben Shoyo, that the son has to ask, Manish Kana Lava. And then the father starts saying, Avala Yinu Kana Shah. So the Gemara says, on one occasion, one of the Amoraim spoke to his Zebes, and he said, what would be if someone would do a Gevalda Gitzayma to his Zebes? What would the Yevet be obligated to do? So the Yevet says, oh, you would have to be Market Tayma to the Yevet. You would have to somehow express his gratitude by saying thank you, by being a good Eved, and then by working hard or whatever. So he says, Pachatme Lerim Anishtano. He's supposed to introduce the Haggadah with the idea, with the theme of Hakkaras HaTayyus. The whole idea of Sipis Yisrael HaTayyus, Leil Pesach, is Hakkaras HaTayyus to express our gratitude to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's on Pesach night. That's on the anniversary of Yisrael HaTayyus. That's the mitzvah to express a debt of gratitude. But the mitzvah every day of the year, Rechiras Yisrael HaTayyus by Yom HaBalayla, that's not because of a debt of gratitude. That's for the purpose of Emunah. We have a mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema. And Kriya Shema Deraisa, the Rabbeinu Yonah says Kriya Shema Deraisa means that you have to say these parshas. One on Lama Olam Daf Chof Aleph. Machlekes of the Kriya Shema Deraisa, Kriya Shema Zav Deraisa. How can anybody say Kriya Shema Zav Deraisa? It says. To be part of them, the Shach Mechav Shema Echo, how can you say Lama Deraisa? The Gemara says, go down to Beit Torah. You can eat any parsha you want. Chai Sarah, Mabu Sedra, every day. You Mabu Sedra will do this, that's Kriya Shema. And we pass to know, Kriya Shema Deraisa. What do you mean? Not down to say any parsha you want, about any Mishnah or any Gemara. You have to read these parshas. I understand these parshas. So the Mishnah says why? Because I have Kabbalah Sama Alpha Shemaim, and Kabbalah Sama Mitzvah, and Akhil Tashem, and Abit Hashem, and Avobi, and Kori Amuna. So when you speak about Kori Amuna, so in conjunction with that, we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo took us out of Mitzrayim, and at that time, it became obvious to us that he is the only God, and he has power over the whole world, and he does intervene, and he knows what's happening, and he cares what happens, and he gives reward to the tzaddik, and he punishes the Rishon. That's the idea of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the Rambam's opinion is that it's not a separate mitzvah. It's not that Kriya Shema L'chud and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is L'chud. The Bala Tanya has in the middle of the Sefer Tanya, he quotes the Kasha from the Rishon, and why do you say this? He quotes the Rashi. One thing. Why do you say the third Parsha of Shema next to the first two Parshas? It's a different mitzvah. Why do you put it over there? Say Kriya Shema and then say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim before Brichas HaShachar, before Bar Shama, after Aleinu. What's that to do over there? said, the answer is, that's what he says, I'll go back, I'll do this, and that's what he does, I'll be out there. The answer is, it's the same list, it's like, in Aseret HaDibros, Anokhi, Shama Kech HaShem HaTzi Yishlichom Yeretz Yisrael, then we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echolo, and Yahatas HaShem HaKech, because we know that all the Koyim are not true. Ali Hashem HaKech HaShem HaTzi Yishlichom Yeretz Yisrael. We have a historical tradition of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's why we promise to us that there's only one God that has power over the world inside. That's why it's one list. So that's why the Gemara says they really would have preferred, the Tanaim would have really preferred to have another parasha instead of a Yomer. Which other parasha? Parasha's Bilam. Why? Because it's poetry? Nah, not because it's poetry. Because in Parasha's Bilam it says, Korash Achav Kari Chabavi V'Yikimero. It speaks about waking up and going to sleep. It speaks about Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim in connection with going to sleep and waking up. So that's important for us, because Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim is really part of the mitzvah, Kriya Shema. In the mitzvah we darshan up in the Pasuk Yimecha, Yecha Hayalim Kol Yimecha, Yecha Halelos. But that's because like a drasha. If in the mitzvah, from the drasha in the mitzvah, we can't really tell that it has to do with Kriya Shema, because still insists that it's a different mitzvah, Kriya Shema B'chur. And the Chayat says the time, of course. So the Gemara says they wanted to incorporate this parasha, Parashat Bilam, because it speaks about going to sleep and waking up. And it's too long a parasha. That's why the Tichas and Tzibur is too long of a parasha. But they didn't include it. Craig the Gemara said, what's so bad? It's too long a parasha. Who says you have to say the whole parasha? To say only these few psukim. Say Kel Motziyam and Mitzrayim and Korash Achav Kehari, Chaladim and Yikimenu. Say the Pasuk of the Chayat and Mitzrayim with the Pasuk of going to sleep and waking up. And it'll have its connection with Krishna. But I might feel it was too long. Kwanzaa just said, this pasuk and this pasuk, Shel Motziyam and Korah Shachav Kiari, it's too long. You don't have to say the whole parashat Bilam. But to this, the Gemara answers, Gemiri, we have a tradition. We don't have any pasuk. It's very afusa, but it's like, Hilton of Gemiri, well, we have an oral tradition, Tosh about that, called Parashat, the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu, Paskima. You have a parsha. Parsha means from a ksucha to a stuma, from a stuma to a ksucha, a paragraph. A section doesn't mean a parsha of Shavua. That's what we call a sedra. In Yiddish we call a sedra. But a parsha means a paragraph where there's a hasokha and a chumash. There's a four. So either a big hasokha, stuma or ksucha. So a parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu broke up as he said the paragraph, paskina, you're permitted to recite that alone. A parsha, the loy paskina Moshe Rabbeinu, loy paskina. But if you have a parsha, let's say parsha's Bilam, the whole Nevuah of Bilam is a very long Nevuah, it's one long paragraph, so you're not permitted to recite sukkah from that parsha. You have to say either the whole parsha or nothing at all. I don't know, that Ezra was the first one. No, the Gemara in the Dorn quotes the Pasuk in Ezra that says in the Chemit, the third Chesnachem, that when he made Kriyas HaTayra, that says he made it with Pisuk Tanim. He made the first with Tum Sechel, so the Gemara says the Pasuk means that he named it with the Trop and he named it, he stopped at the Pisuk. I don't know if that means that there was never any Pisuk before, but I don't know. I don't know, the Pasuk was that there were always a separation, so the fact that one opinion is... Ibn Ezra says so. Could there? Don't know, nothing is. So on this Gemara, all of the Acharonim are bothered with Akasha. We do it all the time. No, Kriya Sateru, we do it all the time. You lay Kriya Sateru, and you give an Aliyah, and you stop in between. You don't know we stop at a Pesukha. We do it all the time. So what do you say? So some of you say, Daita Lashlimo. When it's Daita Lashlimo, let's say, Kriya Sateru, Monday or Thursday morning, you stop in the middle. So you say, Bikoyin. You're going to give Levi, you're going to give Shlishi, you're going to give the third Aliyah. Sometimes you stop the third Aliyah in the middle, you leave it hanging. You don't stop in the whole set. So Daita Lashlimo on Shabbos.
Also, even Shabbos you stop sometimes in the
middle.
Sure.
Very well. Yes. So what do you say, Daita Lashlimo, next Shabbos?
What do you mean?
Very difficult. The Achrenim have bothered with the Kasha. How come the Gemara in the Gila says differently? The Gemara in the Gila says, by Kriya Sateru on Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says we have a problem with the Aliyah. So you can't stop within three tukim after a tsucha or a tsuma within three tukim before tsucha or tsuma, they don't have a certain chayotim, so how do you rank it as a terrorist? If you want to go wrong, if you want to go wrong, no problem, you give three here. So the middle of the three of a terrorist Rosh Chodesh is one person that has five tukim. The more you have to divide it up, so one on earth has been right. Break it up 2.5 tukim to one oiler, 2.5 tukim to the next oiler. So we don't pass like that. Why not? Because the Gemara says, called Tzuka de Leitatsi Maisha, Hanan Leitatsi. You're not allowed to lay in a half a puzzle. It's called Tzuka. The Gemara says, worse than that. Our Gemara says, called Parsha Leitatsi Maisha. How can it be? You haven't lain less than a puzzle. They ask in the Beit HaMikdash, they did it all the time. The Gemara says that they lain Hazinu. The Shir Shalyom for Shabbos was Mitzvah Shuli Yom HaShabbos. And the Gemara says that was Mitzvah Shuli Yom HaShabbos. That was for the Tamash HaShabbos, Tamash HaBein HaZayim, like every day. Tamash HaShabbos, Tamash HaZayim, today's Tuesday, on Tuesday we said the Shir Shalyom, the Levine sang while the Tzahana were pouring the Mitzvah HaYayin after the Tamash HaShabbos and after the Tamash HaZayim. On Shabbos, there were three times they sang. They sang, yeah, while they did Mitzvah HaYayin after the Tamash HaShabbos, after the Musafim, and after the Tamash HaBein HaZayim. So the Talmud says, "Shachat Talmud Shemayn Adayim." The Levim sang, "Mitzvah Shuli Yom HaShabbos." After the Musaf, and then the Levim sang while the Talmud was pouring the Nisach Hayyan after the Musafim. So they sang Hazinu. So they would alternate. One week they would sing Hazinu. The next week they would sing Bechor Yom HaShabbos. The next week they would sing Yakiveyu. And the Gemara gives the Rosh Tevis Haziv Loch. The Gemara on the end of Rosh Hashanah says the Rosh Tevis is Haziv Loch. It's a Machlokes. It's how you go right there. Well, that's why I stopped while I was at. Hazinu, everybody's masking. And Zechor Yisrael, everybody's masking. And Yakiveyu, I think everybody's masking also. And the Rav and the Laman and the Chav, the last three, that's the Machlokes. The different Mahal, the Shkayim have one, and the Nigel Ashkenaz and Arlami. But you see, the preeminence, the Kashi Megillah, but I'll call upon him, you see the Salish. Hazinu, the places where you start, Hazinu is one wrong thing. You don't stop at a Tzucha or a Tzuma. And you won't mask him until next Shabbos. It's six Shabbos. I thought, now we finish in six Shabbos, and you finish the whole Kashi. But that's called Dait al-Hashman, that's a Kula. Dait al-Hashman is a Kula. Well, why should Dait al-Hashman be a Kula in the Dina called Parshul Atatimashin? Shouldn't be a Kula in called Sukkot Atatimashin? Where everything is Irina, everything is Halakha Majin Messina. That's called Sukkot Atatimashin, Parshikin Apanirin to be Masik, even though Dait al-Hashman. So then, do we have Sukkot for me? Do we have Sukkot for you? You're not allowed, even though you're the next Aliyah. You're not allowed to do that, even though Dait al-Hashman. So then, they have a Parshish, if Dait al-Hashman is Mutta, even though it's going to be Dait al-Hashman in 6 weeks. We'll get to the end in 6 weeks. That's Mutter. Where did all this come from? Shabbat. Yeah. So we say again, hey, says Dait al-Ashwin. What did we say? Dait al-Ashwin, that was? That last week, we stopped in the middle, but we plan to finish this week. So from 1 week to the next. That's how the Tuliyadin says. So we're in the Magen Avraham, he says, like, Dait al-Ashwin. So Rabbi Lechik said he thought a different Mahalat on this. There was. Yeah, but what? So why can't you read it after Pasuk? Oh, so that's how Rav Soloveitchik said. He said that he thinks that all of the three dinim are one and the same. He said the dinim in the Gemara Megillah, that when you're laying on Rosh Chodesh, you can't, and you have the parshas Rosh Chodesh has five sukkim, you can't give 3.5 sukkim to one over, 2.5 sukkim to one, 2.5 to the other one. So it's called sukkim de la paskimash. And our Gemara says it's called parshas de la paskimash. And the Gemara says in the end of Rosh Hashanah that when you're laying Hazinu in the Beis HaKnesses, when you're laying Hazinu in Shul, in the parshas HaShavuah, you have to lay the same way they broke it up in the Beis HaMikdash, namely Haziv Loch. The Rav Soloveitchik thought that all the three dinim are identical. So I knew that whenever you were reciting Sukkim from Tanakh, you have to lay Kichsover. One question is, what is Kichsover? What's the definition of Kichsover? So you're going to leave out, let's say, you change the whole text. Tanakh doesn't let Kichsover. But the Gemara says in different places, we determine Kichsover differently. So by Kriya Shema, with the din there, right, there is that the Kriya Shetiyas Mitzvah is not a separate mitzvah. It's part of the same mitzvah. The Gemara says, Korah Shachah V'cholav Yikimenu. They wanted to incorporate that passion because it speaks about the Shach V'chol Kumecho. Because the Kriya Shetiyas Mitzvah by Yom HaBalayla, it's not stand by Yom HaBalayla, it happens accidentally. Liba Yama Balayla is similar to Kriya Shema, not some coincidental. No! It's a chelik of the same mitzvah. It's Kabbalah Tamach Shamayim Al Yidei Haskarah to Kriya Shema. It's part of the same mitzvah. So since the mitzvah of Kriya Shema consists of reading two parshiyos, so the Hashlomas HaMitzvah, the Ha'ilu, mentioning the chelik of the same mitzvah should also be fulfilled by reciting a parsha. So here the Kisdava is in units of parshiyos. So that's why the Gemara applies the principle called parsha to Letaskimaisha and non-Letaskimaisha. Because when it comes to Krishna, and the Kriya Tzitzitzan is part of Krishna, it's not some separate mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so you have to work in units of parshiyos. Like Kriya Tzitzitzan, normally the Takanot Chachamim was in units of Sukkim. The Mitzvah that every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 Sukkim, and every Kriya Tzitzitzan as a whole has to have a minimum of 10 Sukkim, if it's on Shemba Chamishi or Shabbos Eftimim to Mincha. And if it's Shabbos morning, then I have to have a minimum of, the Gemara says, 21 Sukkim. So if you have to have 7 Aliyahs and 3 Sukkim, you have to have a minimum of 21 Sukkim. And on Yom Tov, the Gemara says, you have to have a minimum of 15 Sukkim. So if you have 5 Aliyahs and 3 Sukkim, you have 15 Sukkim. So there, where the Takana was instituted in units of Sukkim, that's how the Gemara says, 3 Sukkim, 10 Sukkim, 15 Sukkim, 21 Sukkim, that's how it says. In fact, the Gemara, the Shami Asakasha, the Gemara Asakasha, the gallery, why is on Shabbos, why you say the minimum is 21 Sukkim, why don't you say that every 3 Aliyahs have to have 10 Sukkim? And then the next 3 Aliyahs have to have 10, 10 and 10 is 20, and the next, the 7th Aliyah should be 3 Sukkim, how come it's not 23 Sukkim? The din is that it's not. The din is that it's only 21 Sukkim. We don't hold from that kasha, but I think the Gemara has that kasha. The Gemara, the Yishami, okay. Either the Bab or Yishami has that kasha. But that's not lucky, that the Karnath Rechamim was a unit of Sukkim, what the minimum is for one Aliyah, but the minimum is for the whole Kriya Tzitzitzan. You have two minimum. And the same for Aseret also, the Gemara gives a minimum number of Sukkim, corresponding to the minimum number of Sukkim that the Kriya Tzitzitzan has to have. Today when you're working in units of Sukkim, today the Gemara says the din is, the Kriya Tzitzitzan is going to be in terms of Sukkim. Today the Gemara says the din is called Sukkim to let us Kemarisha, and not let us Kim. And if we say it, you have a pasuk, that's considered Shalot Tzitzitzan. But if you say a whole pasuk, entire Sukkim, and you stop in the middle of a long, long parsha, you read Kisovai. The units that you're dealing with are Sukkim, so you learned everything Kisovai. When it comes to a Shira, so the Gemara says in the end, the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that you have to learn how to read it in Shul, Beit HaKnesses, the same way they learned it in the Beit HaMikdash. So Gash, HaChaduk Mitan, same way they divide up HaZim in the Beit HaMikdash, Kach HaLuk in the Beit HaKnesses. So the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes these Dinim as well, Kriyas HaTorah. So HaZim, the Gemara Shulchan Aruch has all the Dinim, the special Kriyas HaTorah, are in the end of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, right before the Vesetah. So in the Magen Avraham comments on that simon, so he says, Machrayim hu adinami, that you're not supposed to make quite softness in the middle of Al Yashir, in the middle of Shira Tabeir. Yeah, the middle of Shira Tabeir is only big scoop, and there's nothing to break up, but Al Yashir is big. So you can't make any high softness, you can't break up Al Yashir. Because when the Gemara says Hazino has to be made in a certain way, it means not only Hazino, it means all Shira. If you read a poem, let's say a poem is broken down into different stanzas, into different paragraphs. If you break up the poem into the wrong stanzas, so you ruin the whole Kavanah of the poem. It's ridiculous. So he wrote in the Magen Avraham, says, this is the thing that the Gemara is saying. When you lay a Shira, you have to lay it to Tera Shira. It has to be read as a poem. But the poem that you have to pause is the right of circus. If you pause in the wrong place, that's a violation of Kisprovay. The whole Shira in the Kodesh has to be laid. Maybe in the whole Tanakh. Maybe let's say you're laying a Shira, Zvayra, something, and you really have, I don't know, Filas Kana, that's not a Shira, I don't know. Let's say Shira Zvayra. So let's say you're laying a Haftarah Shira Zvayra on Pashim Tishalach, and you already have more than 21 Sukkim. If the Haftarah has to have a minimum of 21 Sukkim on Shabbos morning, like the Kriya Haftarah has a minimum of 21 Sukkim. Maybe you finish 21 Sukkim and she wants to stop. So what about in the middle of Shira Zvayra, you can stop? So you know what I want to say, no? Because all Shiras have to be read as a Shira. And as a Shira, he says, well, as a Shira, you can't be Matzik at all. And Shira Sanzino, we have a tradition where the proper place is to be Matzik. The other Shira can't be Matzik at all. So that's the same part. The part is, it's Kriya Shalot Yechzavah. It's the Kriya Shalot Yechzavah. That's where our salvation was Matzik on the week before Hazino. When you learn Shabbat afternoon to Mincha, Mami, on Thursday morning, during the week before Parshas Hazino, so the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim that you don't have to be mastered on Hazid Lok. He says, give sweet cooking to the client, sweet cooking to the lady, and then the Yisrael gets the next Aliyah. You don't have to learn Hazid for the client, and Yaki Dei for the lady, half of the Sedra. And then the Sedra, you have to learn half of the Sedra. از این که در امروز خودتون نمیشن that you don't have to dictate the stopping in the right way only applies on Shabbos and you're going to lay the whole service. And the other Rachmanim disagree and they say no, that the dictate of stopping in the right place applies even on Shevi Hamishi and Shabbos and Mincha. So that's the Rachik thought that that was a more correct practice, like the other Rachmanim say. I saw the Babi Shavua, because they put out many years ago, so also, the Jutma, the one is now the president of Babi Shavua, so he also writes like that, so the Yiddish Chabad is, the Sri Rav, the Yiddish Chabad is that the Mark Biran HaZidwa, even on Sheri V'Hamish, and Shabbos in Mincha. So that's a basic thought that it could be Achshashi to the Reisus, if you stop in there, if you don't, if you're not Mark Biran HaZidwa, even on Sheri V'Hamish, it could be that you violated the Dinder Reis, or creation, let's just call it, because it's more things to say, if you put all the three together, and if you understand the Rahid, then it's more saying it's a din that I could hear it. Maybe they have an oral tradition. Go to the halakha of Majin Sina, that Kriya has to be Kichsova. And in the Shira, if you stop in the wrong place, salt and Kichsova.
And wouldn't
it happen? Yes. Shouldn't be a problem. Could be.
Because it
would happen. I find him disgusting. But a lot of Achleidim say, the Magen Avraham says that when you say something derech Pina, so there's no Yisrim. Of Kol Psukim L'Tazkim Roshim. The only time there's an Yisrim is if you're reciting it, the Torah's Talmud Torah. So it could be that's exactly what they mean. The only time there's an Yisrim is if the unit that the Halacha tells you you have to work with is Psukim, then you're not permitted to say less than a person. But if there's no unit to begin with, so then there's no Yisrim. But also say less than a person. Could be that that's exactly what they mean. Miserable says, why is less than a safer showing? He didn't write the whole paper by Yikra. He write the whole paper by Mitzvah. He write the whole paper by Dvar. Some can write on an Eshid box, or a Kastu Lachem, or Yom Rishon, on a Tinti, on a Talus Eper, he writes the Yosel Lachem Tzitzis, or on a Pereches, he writes on a Shuki, he has, by Shuki Station, Shuki Ramin, so the Shulchan says that that's not admissible. Now, Ramin says that by Shuki, there are two reasons. First of all, it may rain on it, then the piece of the paper is going to fall on the floor, then you're going to roll in the garbage, you're going to get dirty. So it'll be up these lions sukkah, but if it's aside from that, even if it's not going to rain out, it's not going to get dirty. You have a sukkah that's protected, he says it's a Gemara, it's a din of Yerodain, hope it's not in the state of Torah, that you're not permitted to write less than the state of Shomer. The Gemara just has a machleik, it's a marayim, is it permissible, let's say we're teaching little children in Seder. So we're teaching them Parshas Noach. So the little children have to schlep, that's a big chumash bereshit. Let's say there's not a Gemara, they didn't have sin to schlep this. I just left the chayit every day, a whole commiseration, because it's permissible just to write a little pamphlet that just has Parshas Noach. Like when you go to the convention, whenever they have a weekend, so they give you just a Xerox, the Parshas HaShavua. So the Gemara says, for little children, since it's a big tirch, and it's a mitzvah chinuch, so the Mokum chinuch will make them on this issue. That's how they give them, will make them. So that's the Mokum, like the Gemara was a person, the Gil and the Tinnit, the Islamic brother. The Islamic, for educational purposes, I permitted to write less than a Sejah Shom, that's the Mokum, like this, and the Yerizei writes for Chumrah. Mechal Tatsum, the Yerizei, the Chumrah, that even for little children, you're not allowed to do it. And the Shach writes, and then in the back, that the minigus will help you. Minigus will help you what? The Islamic guys, for educational purposes, will make them, some kind of answer. But if it's not for educational purposes, then you're not allowed to. So this man has everything is different. This man has the Gemara says, they pass out in a third of a circle, that, no, not everything goes between the Hal Shabbos and the Hal Shabbos and so on. But this man has a different thing. The Gemara says that this din, a Gramsha Bichtav has to be Bichtav. Gramsha Alta has to be Balter. So the Gemara says this is a violation of Gramsha Bichtav having to be Bichtav. If you write the section of Torah less than a Sefer Shalom, that's considered Gramsha Bichtav being transmitted Balter. I Bichtav, no, that Bichtav ain't teaching Bichtav. It's only called Bichtav if you have a whole Sefer Shalom. If you don't have a Sefer Shalom, it's not Bichtav. Some might perhaps learn the Gemara that it's only a violation if you wrote, let's say, a text, let's say, Parshas Chayisara, and we know someone's going to read from it, someone's going to recite it, and he's going to be reciting the Torah Shabbat, Balfeh, because this is not called the Torah Shabbat, so the Mitzvot says, no, I'm not Gemara. It seems to me that Gemara gives the Torah Shabbat, but even if no one's going to recite anything from this,
you're going to write it and put it away. Someone's going to look at it. It's not going to be sight still. It's an Easter because they're writing Perush Mechtav in an improper fashion. Not in Perush Mechtav, so let's Mechtav Oy. Mechtav means you know the whole thing for Shomer. You have to write the whole Chamish or Chamish Yisayra, a Chamish Gerashis is enough. But if you just write Parashat Chayisar, that's called Shalad Yisar. So the Gemara says that when he saw that the Perush Mechtav was being forgotten, so they were Matir writing down the Perush Mechtav, and that's Hashem Yisar. At that time, they wrote the Matir Sifra Daf Tarta. The Gemara says that there was a problem where they were permitted to have a Sefer HaTorah, in other words, a cloth that has written in it the HaTorah, not the HaTorah of the Rishis, not the HaTorah of the Rishis, not the and so on. And each one is a section from the Shai, from the Chesed, from the Shmuel Aleph, from the Malachim Beit, whatever. And each one is not a Sefer Shalom. The whole thing together is not a Sefer Shalom, they're just sections from here, sections from here. So the Gemara says that originally this was permitted, because it means that you're writing Perush Mechtav in a corrupt fashion. You're writing everything Shalot Yechtov, because you're not writing a Sefer Shalom. But later the Gemara says, when they were Matir, it's one Yitzhak, Zor Shabal Peh, not allowed to be written Bechtav, Zor Shabal Shabal, has to be written Bechtav. You can't corrupt Bechtav. But later, when they were Matir, the issue of Zor Shabal Peh is being written down, so the middle of the whole Yitzhak fell apart, because you don't observe it anymore. That's what some point out there. Rambam never quotes that din. Rambam quotes everything from the Gemara, and this din, Zor Shabal Peh, Yad Zor Shabal Peh, Zor Shabal Peh, Zor Shabal Peh, the Rambam only quotes it in the Hagdamah, to the Yad HaZakeh, but it gives you the history of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was, and Kabbalah was there, getting to Yeshua, and Yeshua to the training, to the Levim, and to the Tanaim, and the Amoraim, and the Rabashim, the end of the Tzak, and the whole discussion, and then the Torah is being forgotten, they go to them. So in the middle of the whole history of the Torah, they write, and it used to be a din that you're not allowed to write down the Torah, and then they saw it being forgotten, so he writes that. And inside the Yerachah HaZakeh, he never writes these din. So that's the sometime that the Rambam perhaps thought that these din only existed up until the time that they wrote down the Torah, and once they wrote it down, so you can't observe the din anyway. The whole idea is one din. The Gemara says in case before one din, what's the one din? That the Rebbe from gave us two Torahs, the Torah of the Seven and the Torah of the Seven. He wanted each one to be preserved in its proper nusach. The Torah of the Seven has to be about that, and the Torah of the Seven has to be the Seven. And once they're not, they're writing down, once they're ready for the Gemara, it's firm already, so we no longer observe that din. Kappa? We don't observe that din anymore.
So
this is
your
elaborate
spoken
in our mental tool, this is like
to elaborate.
That's what some hold. That is not as that the whole din is up. Yeah, but that's somehow in your day it doesn't say like that. That's how some say the Rambam holds like that, because the Rambam doesn't close the whole din in the Yad HaZakeh. The Ksav Sefer says like that. The Rambam, Ramosha Salavech, said that's why the Rambam is there. The Ksav Sefer says some, they asked the Ksav Sefer about in some Kehillahs, the Dilma Goyen introduced that they should spend money in Vilna, and then another killer says it, and then the killer should spend money to buy Sifrei Nevi'im. So just like you learn Kriyas HaTorah from Ashrei HaTorah, that's written on a cloth, they should have a cloth for all the Megillahs, not just in the Gemasester, for all the Megillahs, you should have a cloth for Yechezkel, a cloth for Yirmen, Yishayit, and whatever you have a HaTorah, you should learn from a cloth. Another killer, they were too expensive for Nevi'im. Another killer, even though they have a lot of money, they didn't bother to do it. So somebody asked the Ksav Sefer, what did they do by his father, Father Chaim Sefer? Were they medactic enough? So he says, no, his father was never makted to insist on learning from a cloth. His father wasn't even makted for the chumah that the Shach and the Taz had in Yerodeya. It should make him a Sefer Shalom from a printed, but if someone has a makted, what's this week the makted from where? Chayisah, yeah. Whatever. Let's say you have from David. So let's say, do you have to insist on getting a Sefer, yes, from David.
Yeah.
From Shmuel. So come, for the time of the Mother Aram say, you should get a Sefer Shalom. Take a whole Sefer Shmuel, and lay my person there. Not stand to lay from the fifth Kumis, it has only that section. There's one opinion in Texas, in Shabbos, and so in the Ramok, what's such a day, in Hilchus Sefer, here today, that a printed Chumash doesn't have a Kedusha Sefer Torah. You don't have a Kedusha Sefer Torah, you have to have cloth, and you have to have that it should be written by a Jew, and all that, and written in Shema, and all requirements. What about the Levitical Sefer Torah? What's that such a requirement? If it's written on paper, it's no good, and it's actually the same thing. I see this on Batsman, and I see it's Ksav Ashur, and so on. But there's one day in Pesach that it's not so. But these requirements have to be the Yo, and Ashuris, and Al Aklav only applies to Sefer Torah and Megillah Sefer. And all the other Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim, there's no such Ksavim. Everything goes. If everything goes, even if it's printed, if it's a Sefer Shalom, if it's a Sefer Shalom, then it's good. But that's what many were mapped is, that the person that gets mapped should learn from a Sefer Shalom. They have a rishon in front of them.
The
maklap.
Yeah.
And the megillus, they say. That's all from the koyim, from the influence from the koyim.
Yeah.
The chazanish makes fun of this. Taz and the shach, he thinks that is ridiculous. There's absolutely no mila whatsoever. He says, no sheet in the world at all.
A printed
Sefer Shmuel, the Shua doesn't have a kedusha as the Nevi'im. Why not? Why? He doesn't really explain. But Farajik also thought that it was a joke. He thought that it didn't make any sense at all. Like, he said, because it's printed on both sides of the page, and it's combined over here. He says if you would have paper, and it would be written all on one side of the paper, and the paper would go continuously, you keep on eating, even though it's not clapped, and even though it's printed, it's not handwritten. So you could see that there would be a sheet, it could be that there isn't any paper. Like a paper, except that this is on paper instead of parchment, and it's printed instead of handwritten. But if you have printed on two sides of the page, and it's clipped together over here, all together, so that's all they keep both also like the Chazon Ish. There's absolutely no mila, there's absolutely no mila whatsoever to lay from the Sefer Shalom. But many people were not to love that. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, by Kriyas Matan Shabbos, quotes it from the Shach and Yeridah. So they asked this to the Kassav Sefer, what did his father do? So he says, his father's community, Fredberg, they could have afforded it to have a Sefer right, Sefer Shalom. And that printed Tanakhsev also. They could have taken a printed Tanakhsev. His father was never marked. Shabbos, why not? So he says, he guesses. He never heard from his father, so he's guessing. So he thinks that once they were marked, he said, Vam Shabbat Fer. Yeah, except true, the reason why they were not to it was because they saw Hashem and Sefer Shalom. But once they were not to it, so the whole Isha falls apart. So now it's Mutter, this man is there, even though it's always not. Everything is Mutter. And everything goes together. The Ramesh Bichsav, Yatam HaShem, Yom HaPez, Ramesh HaPez, Yatam HaShem, Yom HaPez, it's all one Isha, it's all together, it's supposed to preserve the two Chalki HaTeiro, and it's proper form. So once they were not to the Isha, so there's no Isha. Traffic is not interesting. You don't have to try to avoid it. There's nothing that's considered even attempting to avoid it. That's how the Ksav places it. That's how Moshe Soloveitchik you can interpret it in the Hashmat of Rambam. Why the Rambam left out the whole din of the Yad HaZok, and now look, he only writes it in the introduction. So his suggestion was that the Rambam writes an introduction because that didn't cease to exist. But in Yeri Day, it wouldn't seem so, because the Yeri Day is still called these dinim. The Mechab writes, you're not allowed to write less than a Sefer Shalom Afidu the Islamic. And the Shah says in the name of the Prophet that we make of the Islamic, the meaning of Islam, but should learn the Islamic. Some to write on the Parashat, look in the Magen Avraham, says you're not allowed to. That's not the Islamic. So that you're not allowed to. But that represents the other sheet, the other soul, that not that the Easter absolutely doesn't apply whatsoever, the Magen Avraham, the Easter is still here, but we still continue to print story because it's Lash Lashem, the Ferret Hashemah. We're still doing it with Shem Shammai. Let's say if a person has condition terror, then he's really afraid that if he doesn't write it down, the world is going to lose something very precious. So we say, someone has a taste, he has things, so the world won't really lose anything if they don't print it. Or let's say, Taki Gebaldi Gezachen, that he has to say that the impetus that he has to print the statement is because he needs Ashira. I remember there was a Balkan Yeshiva and he wanted to marry a certain Rebbe's daughter in the Bronx. He wanted to marry the Rebbe's daughter. And the Rebbe was a big Yichus and this fella had no Yichus at all. So his parents weren't observed daughter. And he wanted to show the Rebbe that he should let him marry his daughter. So he printed a Sefer, Shalai Lashmah. The Sefer wasn't so Gevaldik to begin with. But if he didn't think Shalai Lashmah, it would be Gevaldik Yitzhaira. But it's a thing that, thing that was Mechayivim, if the impetus to write it down was not L'Shem preserving the Torah, then you don't have Eslat L'Shem. Eslat L'Shem, some person of Allah has to be Dafke L'Shem Shemayim. It's a little... No, he got married at 30. The marriage, he was holding out, so that's what he said, he's holding out for the Rebbe's room.
What about those pieces of such and such, as you mentioned, the
Pastor
of
Faith,
and all
those matching of the room? Back on invitations of Moshe Feinstein writes that everybody throws in the garbage. Everybody throws invitations in the garbage. That it's not right to write the scripture. Even to write a full part to get an invitation. Aside from the fact that you're writing less than a Sefer Shalom. Fragment also is not proper. Unless one writes to Moshe Feinstein writes to the truth. Unless one writes the fragment of the pasuk as an elixir. Let's say you write Kofa Sama Kofa Sun Kofa. That happens to be part of a pasuk. but it's a melissa today. People say kosos on the pulpit because they don't even realize that it happens to be a pasuk in Yeshaya. Even if it weren't a pasuk today, it's become a melissa.
I don't know.
They would assume that the letter would not be thrown out. If the letter contained the very terror, so you're not going to throw out the letter anyway. So you can write a pasuk on the first line also, but if the letter contains some on the tail end, then it's not going to throw it out. It's not going to stop it to write what the date is by using a phrase from the pasuk. It's not going to work. There are many organizations now that have on their stationery, they call sukkim. So sukkim, not right. Like the young Israel always has the Haitian label on the top bottom and the bottom of their stationery. Other organizations have sukkim printed on the stationery.
I would say.
That's not right. Everybody throws it on the
stationery. The location of a mitzvah. The
So we have to be careful. That's why Moshe Feinstein quotes the Gemara. The Gemara has sections from the... The Gemara quotes sections from the Megillah Sinus. And in the period of the Baal Shem, the Megillah Yom Tzai, from every month, you can balance it, there was another Yom Tzai. So the Gemara says, there was one Yom Tzai when Ditlu Avkaraya Nishtaraya. The Gemara says, the Shachar is quoted during the Baal Shem, you used to write what year it is. And you write a star, so you write what the date is and what the year is. So instead of some writing, it's not Tavshin Nun Aleph, they would write how many years it is since Moshe was appointed Kohen Gadol and Kohen Elyon. That used to be the Nusach. How many years it is since this Shimon, Reuben, whoever, was appointed Kohen Gadol and Kohen Elyon, and then after the Chag would be tied up, so the other time would take the star, they'd put them thrown in the garbage. So that's what the Kohen Elyon and Mutal Bashpa. So the Tanai Muslim, this is a Tumkite. If I'm about to put in Shem Hashem in the story, but then later on, it turned out to be Zohar Hashem. So yes, the Nimsa Zephari has Kaiva, the Nimsa Hashem, Mutal Bashpa. So the Tanai was trying to plead with the Balabatim, they should stop this practice of writing Kohen Elyon. And they didn't listen, so finally there was a long Muhammad, and finally after they succeeded in educating the Balabatim, that they should stop. So the Tanai made a Yomtiv. That's one of the Yomtivs in the Megillah Sinai from Ditlu, when they were about to be Askarta, the Askarta Shem Shemai from the Shtarit. So the Moshe Fanshah goes to the Gemara. So you see, they were supposed to encourage the Balabatim to leave out the Shemus or the Tzukim, who are the Nami Tzukim, so many of them are going to be thrown in the garbage, like in the Taishu Tzukam, they were also ready. So there you go. And Moshe writes about Kofasim Kofimcha, the Yizim Amikra, then it's probably Mutter to write that in the notation, that's the Melissa Dalma. He writes, he personally was not to do that either. So that's what Kofasim is for. I think this is what they make me. They didn't want people to find this against him.
Right, he's quoting about it.
Yeah, the mother one has 2 days, I think, about it. About the Bechoros Mavis also. He discusses the mini blood for many years when you have a bris. So you start saying Bechoros Mavis, so the mother would be So the mother would say half a pasuk, and the sonnik would say half a pasuk, then the mother would say half a pasuk, and the sonnik would say half a pasuk, back and forth. They would say, come Bechoros Mavis, till Al Yashir. Till the end of Al Yashir, I say. But yes, how can it be called Sukkot and Pasuk Moshe? So he says maybe it doesn't apply to Nevi'im Exuvim. Because Mavis is not from Sukkot. There's a word about Al Yashir, but it's in Chumash. So he says maybe the reason why it's Mutter is because the Gemara says it says that originally, when Al Yashir was decided originally, the Gemara says Moshe Abena said half a Pasuk, and Moshe said half a Pasuk, and Moshe Abena said half a Pasuk. So since originally that's the way it was composed, so maybe it's Mutter Mazur. But it's a topic about that, whether it didn't apply by Nevi'im Exuvim. The pasuk, the way we were learning, that it should be said, whether you're saying it's because limud, what the unit is that you're working with. So the script of the zimmer, you don't really have to work with units of tzukim. You have some things in the script of the zimmer that are not tzukim at all. Like you pointed out, shemal, 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 but that's not a pasuk. You say it anyway in the middle of the yichvayi. That's why it says the answer. That's why it says in the mechaber right, the beshev yichvayi. Let's say I said bar shama, and I finished. How do we end up? Now it's all about the shokha that I didn't begin haidu yet. And I hear the Chazi complete Bar Shama. Am I permitted to answer Amen or not? So the Chazi says, he writes in the Bintyat, in the Kodesh of Shulchan Aruch, that you're permitted to answer Amen, that it's not a Hesed, because Amen is another Shevach. It blends in with the rest of the Pesukah of Zimmer. If you're saying, let's say, Hallel, and I said, Hashem Kedushan of the Mitzvah, that it's a Bar Mikvah to Hallel, and I hear the Chazi say Mikvah to Hallel, and I'm going to say Amen before I begin to say Hallel, 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 Hashem. Because that would constitute the Hesed. We say, Omein in between my Birchus HaMitzvah in the beginning of the Hallel, I'll be passed this as a Hesed, even though it's an Omein on this, Bracha. Even though it's an Omein on the same Bracha, it's not an Omein on the Sha'achal, it's an Omein on the Zendish. It's an Omein on the Bracha, because the Hallel is fulfilled the Machna on that. Now, I've been talking about that in Yuchas HaLoza and in Shiva, let's say I'm putting on Tshuva. Right now, while I'm about to finish a Yom HaShorosh, and I hear someone else say the Baruchah of Lohan Yach Tshuva. So is that a Hesnik? If I say Yom, what's the Hesnik? I just said Lohan Yach Tshuva. He said Lohan Yach Tshuva. Why is that a Hesnik? So he shows that it's a Machlekes and we're Machlekes about that. But we don't say Yom, and even on that, even if it's a Yom, it's that Baruchah itself. So, let's say if it would be the beginning of Hallel, I would say Hashem Shem 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 The Gemara says that the minimum is, specific psukim from Tanakh, Shiri David Adzech, and Aloha Shabechacho, it consists of Ashrei, we learned in the beginning of the book, Ashrei, the other two halakos, all the psukim, all the halakos, are like Baruch Hashem, the different sheets is what it is, so the minimum is specific psukim. So when you want to elaborate and add on more to the psukim, it doesn't have to necessarily be psukim. Since there you're not necessarily working with the units of Sukkim, if you assume the way Rav Soloveitchik explains, that it all depends what the unit is that you're working with, since by Sukkim it does not have to be Sukkim, so there wouldn't be any issue. Maybe that would be an alternate terrorist to what the Mother Hashem was bothered with.
Why my
Not to say Amen, but they could be mocking by the Tzilus. That's exactly the Machlokes that he quotes regarding this book. One could say the Chilim Timti Loimar, that it's not a Hefsik, even if he's saying general, that it's not a Hefsik, that by Gwal Yisrael you have to have more than not having a Hefsik. You have to have Nichol Yisrael of the Tzilus. Not being, let's say, I pause for a few seconds, but it's not a Hefsik, but still there's no Snichol. So maybe there were more Machlokes. That's because Minchas Shalosh is not so sure of that. But it could even be that even if you're machan by going to a not to say Amen, it could be by Lanyach Tzilin, it could be that you would be permitted to answer Amen, because it doesn't constitute a Hesed. Say Amen on the same prophet that you're holding by is not a Hesed, but only by going to a different because you need Snichas to live to. He's murdered that child. Then he's made the laughter about it. I think that's the meaning. You know, the people don't answer Amen. Even when you hear someone else say Baruch Hashem, Yeah, but that's it. The Gap should say Amen, or the Gap cannot. I thought the Ramah says the Chiddush from Shabbos in the weekdays. Now the Ramah says, week long, you have to have Nichol Gunus Kiddush, you should not say Amen. Then on Shabbos, since the Rabbos taught more that there's no Nichol Gunus Kiddush, since the only marker of Nichol Gunus Kiddush was Yanch Hashem Yem Tzora, you say Hashem Tzuri the Goy Ali, and then you say the next part you can tell him is Yanch Hashem Yem Tzora. But the only time you require Nichol Gunus Kiddush is when it's a Yom Tzora, and you're going to have tefillah with tachanunim with real cleanness. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, on Shabbos, now Yom Tov is also a Yom Adin. But you also have a Yom Tov. But Shabbos is not a Yom Adin. You don't say real cleanness, but Shabbos is not a Yom Tov. So there are more so since there's one sheet today on Shabbos, no requirements to chalaf is to him. And there's a day that you committed to answer them, and it's not a violation. So it's on Shabbos, you should say no. Like a sex take in a quiz. But the minute is not so. Not on Shabbos, not on the weekend. People don't go. And that's a major dispute, the major machlokes about that, whether that din of Ram Shabbat Shabbat is just doesn't apply to Manazer at all,
that kind of stuff, so it doesn't quite matter at all. Well, no, the din still applies, but it's still, it's Luther whenever it's like Lashem, whenever you have a Torah Goddess, whenever it's Lashem Shammai. In fact, they quoted the name of the Chassam Sefer, the Chassam Sefer is trying to figure out why his father, the Chassam Sefer, wasn't that. They quoted the biographies of the Chassam Sefer that he didn't hold like his son Sefer. They say that he said that his mother, Ramat Nagla, he was a Talmud of the Haflar of Ramat Nagla. He was born in Frankfurt, that's a long time. After the Moshe HaKotman in Frankfurt, the night. So the Chassam Sefer as a child, or as a young boy, learned by Ramat Nagla. That was a big level. So Ramat Nagla never wrote any stories. He just said the Shiur. And on the side of this Chumash, on the side of this Gemara, you had very brief notations that were not only not paragraphs, they weren't sentences. It was just cryptic, Simonim, Osius, stars, it's very little. So he used to say, the Pansefi used to say that as ever, I'm not clever. The reason why was the only heter you had to write down the Divrei Torah is if you're afraid it's going to be forgotten. And Rav Nagla knew that he wasn't going to forget. He didn't need it, so that's he thought there's no need for him, so he didn't, so he only wrote for units, he only wrote for Rosh Tezis, and I'm a kind of thing, you might get in line, but they don't know what their needs are for. There's a Chumash, where the Chumash, you have that Rosh Tezis, no one knows what it's all about, so here and there, they figured out what he was alluding to, and most of it's the needs of no one other. So they say in the name of the Chassam Sefer, I think that was the reason why his Rebbe felt that he prohibited it to write, because he didn't need it. That the head of his manager is only if you have a Torah and has to be the same Shemai. That's the Yehi Fahad Lashem. Has to be the same Shemai. That's right. So reminder, what do we say for the third Pasha of Kriya Shema for the purpose of the Kriya Shemayim? They really would have preferred to have the Pasha Dilam, which has the Pasuk that stresses the Shachuch of Kumecha. But it would be a tzricha de tziburu, because you cannot just recite that those few psukim, you have to say the whole parsha, and that's too much. So that was out of the question. So they had a toss up now. So they could have either chosen parshas mishkolos, or parshas ribis, or parshas tzitzis. So why did the taka choose parshas tzitzis? It's not shorter than the other tzricha de tziburu. The other is a little shorter. Greg Dingmala said, well, if once they're chiseling down, once they want to make it shorter, so why didn't they make it shorter? Yes, like the Gemara's Parshas Tzitzis and the Mappa book. So why did they choose Dr. Parshas Tzitzis? There must be some special reason why Parshas Tzitzis was chosen. I'm going to be the Bar-Khabim, and she is Bar-Khamisha's garden. So it has the following five things. Number one, it has the Chesed Tzitzis. That's the main reason why. And you have, in addition to that, there are another four reasons. Here there are two gears, whether it says Meshi Eish Bar-Khamisha's garden, or Meshi Eish Bar-Shisha's garden. We'll see what the gears is. So what does it say? It has Mitzvah Tzitzis. I'm good to know, Mitzvah Tzitzis. In Tzias and Tzlan, that's the main thing. In Tzias and Tzlan, that's the main purpose why we read it. And all this two does, Aminim here, Rabbeh, here, Rabbeh, Dizor. So how many of this all together? 26. Tzitzis is one, in Tzias and Tzlan is one, all this is one, does, Aminim here, Rabbeh, here, Rabbeh, Dizor, 6. So how come the gear says Chamisha? That's why you have the other gear, so that's Shisha's word. But if you have the gear of Chamisha, the way we have it, so the Mashal says the two Hirurim are one. Here Rabbi here Rabbi Dizor is one. So that is the Mashal. If you look at the Mashal, it doesn't read too smoothly. So some suggest that there's maybe a misprint in the Mashal because he starts off by saying differently. He sounds like he started off by saying that Das Aminim here Rabbi Dizor is one. Meanless means Rabbi Dizor, and now here Rabbi Dizor. Same thing as Das means. Yidden don't believe in God at all. But he's not, he believes that this is the God. But it has to do with monotheism. That's how the Mashiach starts off. But then when he says Zari, he says, therefore, here Rabbi Dizari. Here Rabbi Dizari counts as one. He starts off one way, he ends up the other way. The Rishonim say the Bali HaTesis and the Kisayad, and the Bila Chas is the others. And the Kisayad, they say like that. They say like that Yidden does mean here Rabbi Dizari counts as one. Or one can say Pasha, the Chamish of Ramin, the obvious reason why we take. But it has another five things. You have to mention the obvious reason why you need a parsha that has a tzitzis and tzlan in it. But when you take down tzitzis, it has another five things. It's chamisha gorim l'shoftim li, as part of the additional thing. So the Gemara runs through, where do you have these six themes in the parsha of tzitzis? The three of them we understand clearly where they are. All mitzvah shtei tzitzis m'shchatim kol mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis v'chnei v'asol v'an tzitzis. Tzitzis tzitzis v'chnei v'asol v'an tzitzis. That's in the same, straight in the world. That's in the here, 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 but it's already. We didn't see these three things in this parsha. This is a big part of the time you have a bright
the comments on the pasuk, "V'moshe simach le'lebachem, yachrei lechem, yachrei lebachem, zuminus." V'chein ha'ayim, I'm a noble believer, ain't only can you see from the pasuk in Tilin that the kaiser who doesn't believe, the atheist who doesn't believe in God, is believer. So here where it says, "V'moshe simach le'lebachem," it's alluding to one who is an atheist. So Bukhana Bachman has a comment in his, one of the shorts. He comments on this, why is an atheist associated with the heart to be associated with the Maya? He was thinking and he figured out that God doesn't exist. He's convinced that God doesn't exist. Why does it have to do with the heart? So he said the truth of the matter is that if a person would think straight, everybody would believe in God. The only thing is he wants to do an Avera. He wants to do Avera. So he has to find out, so why do you do an Avera? So he develops the whole rationalize. They did not bullshit that God doesn't exist. Remember, he walked down to listen to the Mishnah Sotah. God doesn't exist, acting on Mishnah Sotah. It really, after courses of atheism, really begins in art. That's what he quotes the Gemara says, that why did Bnei Yisrael worship Abu Dizarah? In the Midbar, in the different times, where all the Abu Dizarah, look at their La'atala and Bum Shalai rights. They really wanted to violate, yeah, right, that time it. How can you do that? They want to send you out of the house. So they developed a whole philosophy to rationalize that God doesn't exist. So there are other gods, there are competing gods, so you have to make the other gods happy also. So they did have a desire in order to cover up on the time. So they say that the Yeshiva Bracha went in Balog in the Yeshiva, and then he left, and he went to the university, he became an apicurist, and he didn't keep any of the mitzvahs at first. He came back to Akhaim Balogina. So he said to Akharov, he has kashas again, and he asked him, does he keep kosher? Does he keep Shabbos up tonight? Because why not? He says, they have all kinds of kashas against the Jewish religion. They say, other, I'm kind of legend. Oh, the other Rashid is more legend. So they asked him, when did you think of the kashas? Did you eat the traitors first you Mechal Shabbos, and then you thought of the kashas? Or first you thought of the kashas, and you were convinced that the Jewish religion is not true, and then later on you did the other. He says, well, remember, to tell you the truth, everybody else was eating chase, and everybody was violating Shabbos, and he also did the Averis first. And then later on, he got to think about it, and after he thought, he had these stark kashas. So the Rebbe told him, he said, I'm kind of running around. So he said, I'm not Mechuyis to Jesus, so your kashas are really Terutzim, and why are you doing the Averis? I don't have to give a Terutz on a Terutz. If you have a kasha, you have to give a Terutz. Well, your kashas are really Terutzim, and you're Hanhogis, so you don't give Terutzim on Terutz. So that's why Muhammad Asman says that Lamaisha Apikursis, when a person is an atheist, if a person would think straight, he wouldn't be an atheist. That Amun is really a natural thing. He says that Muhammad writes that the mitzvah of Anovi Hashem Rotecho, to believe in God, is required of every bar mitzvah bracha. How can you require about mitzvah bracha at the age of 30? Why did you figure out philosophically, all the philosophical proofs about the existence of God? He says, no, it's not so complicated. You look at a world that's so detailed, so developed, like the letter says. I looked into a world and you couldn't believe. How can it be a deer without a fallow deer? What, this building happened by itself? Obviously someone had to put the bricks together and make the building. It didn't happen accidentally. So you have such a world with so many details. On the third list, obviously someone made it. Obviously someone printed it. So the world without anybody doing anything, the trees and the grass and the clouds and the rain and everything, just happened by itself accidentally. So this is ridiculous as thinking that the third list happened by itself. And it is a child of 13 can also understand that on his own, except that he has time. So that's the mitzvah of the moon is very simple. Because people have time to stand to them, so why? They want to violate their very, so they develop the rationalizing their own for Hashem. This is, that's what he wanted to learn it out in the first more common sense, which is Shirach Le'Labachem, is referring to Minus. And Achrei Nechem, the Gemara says, V'chein Hama Lo Gungo. Achrei Nechem, so here are there, that refers to Taibas Noshim. Shirem Lava, Yom Shim Shim Alav, is Oysa Tachli, and he fell in love with a Shikster, so he describes to you, he showed up the Einai. The Einai in the eyes, when a person, when a man sees an attractive woman, so even if it's Bavere, you know, she's a Mashish Fish, you know, she's not Jewish, whatever, he'll fall in love with the woman. So let's assume Achrei Nechem, he's referring to here Bavere, the Taibas Noshim. And the third, that the writer said, Hiru Rabbi Dizara, where is that? Hiru Rabbi Dizara is Asher Atem Zonim Achareim. Where do you see a connotation of the word Zonim referring to Rabbi Dizara? Chaiman of Vayiznu Achare HaBolim. Took him many times. It kind of described the relationship between Hashem and Zohar, and he saw one of a marriage, and the Baruch Hashem is sort of described as the husband, and the Knesset is described as the wife. She said, yes, I can eat yes, and I can eat yes. So when Bnei Yisrael run after an Avodah Zarah, that's like an atheist is being mishandled with someone other than her husband. So that's why the expression, Asher Atem Zonim Achareihem, is taken as alluding to Avodah Zarah. So the Mashor, or some Rishayim claim, the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says that, here Avodah Zarah, and Minus,
is perhaps counted as one. Maybe those are the five things. You know, the non-meanness is one and the same.
That's quite clear. It usually refers to...
The word Ashkata usually has that kind of thing.
Yeah, they're not together. Yeah. That's the problem.
The Mishnah starts off with the Machlokes HaTanoim, but the Vinik was that they always had the three parshiyos of Shema, both in Shacharit and in Maariv. And then, because there were three parshiyos, that's where three different Kriyas Shema. The Rashi said that each one of the different Kriyas Shema spells out the theme of each one of the three parshiyos. In Maariv, you had an additional Hashkiveinus, but leaving out the Hashkiveinus, there'd be more to do it. Mula Lichto, separate, but leaving out Hashkiveinus, you have the same three different Kriyas Shema and Shacharit and in Maariv. Each bracha, each of the three brachas, spell out the theme of the three parshiyos. So obviously, the meaning always was that they said by Maariv all the three parshiyos said by Yoyima. And the whole reason why you say by Yom is because of the skills of Jason. And they concluded, well, you thought, so this was always the practice. The Shaila was, is this really requirement of Torah? Or by my Ravosa? Or maybe according to the Rabbana? That was the Shaila. So the Mishnah says, the practice is Naskirim, Kirim, Trayim, Balei, Lor. The practice is that you say the third Parsha, and you say Yom is Yamuna, and you conclude with the Bracha of, well, you thought by my Ravosa. The Shaila is this Midarite or not? Amrach, that's when I was out here, and he could answer, he was really a teenager, he wasn't 70 at all, when they appointed him as the Nasi, when they fired Rabbi Gamliel, and now Shiloh, whom should they appoint as the Nasi, can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua, because he was about to look there, Rabbi Gamliel would be too much of an insult, can't appoint Rabbi Akiva, can't appoint this one, can't appoint that one, so he finally decided to appoint Rabbi Gamliel, he was a teenager, so he looked so young, it didn't fit into the Hakadim, the chief rabbi. So overnight he became great. The Gemara says he was a Nazi for a day, and overnight his beard turned gray. The Gemara says, well, he had 18 streaks of gray growing his beard. So that's when he's in Tarianic, and then he was just appointed a Nazi then, and he says he learned a lot of Torah because the Chikh Shetiyam is here from Sambalela, and he can never prove that the Shetiyah Chikh is not Torah. The Mizaka means to, the Zecha Bedin means to win, to be Menaseh, to prove. They said he was never able to prove that it's really Achiv Deraita to say the third parsha by Myra Gold. So what's the issue to the Masham in the first explain? I had heard before that the Tirsan son began by Laila, as Chatzaris was not as the and then Tara got so nervous because he was caught, he's going to die next. He was running around, was Meshe, he let the Israel go free, he let them leave the country. But the Rav Hashem told my Yankees and Pesach, they said, later, no one should leave the house till the morning. It's true, they had permission to leave at the soon after Chatzaris. And an official declaration from the government was he was the Shachredem, Arashabatim Abadim the Parah, the Ashabatim Abadim Hashem, now you no longer have one Parah. An official government declaration that he freed them, but the Parah Mahmoud didn't walk out of his son until the daytime. So that's what the Gemara says, that the Ike in Tirsan Sam was written by Yom. So that's what the Machlokes said earlier, whether he needs Nichas Gula with Sila Balayla also, or only by Yom, because the Ike Gula was by Yom, but the Ashkalt of the Gula was Balayla. So that was the machlokes, whether you consider the gula balayla as a gula na. So that's a similar issue over here. Maybe since the Ikka gula, the Gemara gula, went by Yom, so maybe the whole obligation to mention the Sisman Shrine is only by Yom. If you say it's only by Yom, then the Torah is not part of the book of creation. The whole book that he says, he had a whole interpretation. He's not sure. Our whole interpretation is based on the assumption that there is a Chidush Yisrael both by Yom and Malad and Ashera. But that's what's in there, right? But that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss. Is it really the Nasara or is it only the Rabbana? He says... Well, the bulk of the time... No, it's here from time the obligation to mention since I'm really based on a different function. On this one, yeah. That Tasha, the bulk of the Tasha doesn't apply to Laila, but what about the Tirsan Shah? This is the reason why we recite it because of the last line, but is that really required in Atara? It says, Lechis Hashem Tirsan Laila, we can never prove that it's really required in Atara. Asha Drasha Ben Zayim, until Ben Zayim has developed this already, he mentioned the following Drasha. That it says in Mantisha, it says, when saying, Ko Yimecha Yecho, there's a Rebu in the word Ko, Yimecha Yecho, Hayomim, Ko Yimecha Yecho, Hallelow. That there is an obligation in Atara based on the word Ko, to recite it here from Tirsan Laila. So Chachanam Lechachan disagree that it's not so. There's only a Chiyah by Yom, there's no Chiyah by Laila. Because the Ikka Gula was only by Yom, wasn't by Laila. Either word Kol, it goes on a different idea, Chayach Olam HaZeh, and Kol is L'chol B'Limoy Samashiyah. So the Gemara assumes that it's a double machloekes satanaim over here. In Zayma holds that Yimais HaMashiach is no longer going to be a mitzvah on Zechiris Yisrael. There won't be such a mitzvah. But Ba'olam Anzeh, up until Yimais HaMashiach, there will be a Zechiris Yisrael both Ba'yoyim and Ba'layla. And the Chacham say, it's not such a mitzvah, it's only a Zechiris Ba'yoyim, not Ba'layla. And if Zechiris Ba'yoyim applies, both Ba'olam Anzeh and Yimais HaMashiach. And the side of the Mishnah is that we can make a quote to Achoyim who are Marayra, why is the Rashi with Lashon here in the Mishnah? Why is it that when the Chacham say, call Lahavi with Yimais HaMashiach, they say Lahavi. And then the Zayma says, call. Goes on Halevah, he doesn't say Lahavi Halevah. Why is it that Chachamim say, Lahavi Yimais HaMashiach, and then does it? They say, according to the Chachamim, the Chiyud is the Chiyud, 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 the Chiyud is the Chiyud. It's the same mitzvah, the Chiyud is the Chiyud, the Chiyud is the Chiyud only by day, but that Chiyud is both Yimais HaMashiach and Yimais HaMashiach. So the word call is merely a rigoy to be marked by Lahavi Yimais HaMashiach, that Yimais HaMashiach is the same as Yimais HaMashiach. The din still will continue that. It won't end. Mashiach can come to the Zayma, it's not that he's saying that the din of Bayom continues Balayla. It's not. There's a separate Chiyah Bayom and a separate Chiyah Balayla. So you can't use the word Lahavi. Lahavi means the Marga, the Mamshah, the Mamshah, the Chiyah Bayom and Zayma continues into Olam Abba. Like all Mitzvah Safer, every Mitzvah. There's Lahavi and Netzav Mitzvahim. And then Zayma says no. He says the din will not exist in Yimais HaMashiach. The din only applies by Olam Hazeh. And the Amar B'Balad, they are Tuchim. That's the Shaila. How can it be? And the bottom of this, I'll point out the issue on this verse explicitly there. And the bottom of the I-90, they have printed part of the Chidushei HaRajbo Al HaRajbo. The second thing. We don't have it in the Rajbo. So every so often they have a comment from the Rajbo to the Mishnah. So he has a whole discussion on this Mishnah. We assume like Ben Zayma. No. We assume like Ben Zayma. The Chiyot is just defined both by one man by Laila, and it's only called about Zayma up until Yimais HaMashiach. And the Rambam postulates that you came in the Torah Yamuna. One of them is that Zayma is a child of the Mokhlatas, and those who call a child of the Torah is much more. The law of the Torah will never change. Even the Yimais HaMashiach, the Din HaTorah will never change. The Rambam says the one and only Din that's going to change the Yimais HaMashiach is already Mitzvah. Because it says in the Chumash, Yachra Hashem HaKachal Kibulcha, then you have Sabta Lecha Osho Lesho 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 Lesho. The Rambam says, it's in the Torah. That the Mosheh Lesheh will have 10 Knesset as many, and its role will be, its role Hashem HaKachal, it will be much bigger. So then, we'll have to have another. Instead of 6 or 8, we'll have to have 9 or 8. But the Rambam, that says in the Torah. Now we have 6. There are 3 in Eretz Yisrael, and there are 3 in Eretz Yisrael. That's not the Shaila to function now. But there's still are mikvah.
Okay, that's not shayla.
Okay, so explain that. Let's discuss whether there's a din of our mikvah. Because the Rambam writes that the only thing that's going to change is the din of Sefer Chumash regarding our mikvah. Nothing else is going to change. So how can you say that if the Mishnah says the Seirish, that here is a din that's going to change in Moshe Mashiach, that this mikvah will not apply in Moshe Mashiach? The word Olam Habah has the Lama right. The word Olam Habah has different meanings. Sometimes it means after Mashiach will come, and sometimes it means Olam HaNeshamos, and sometimes it means the third meanings. Olam Habah, the Yom HaDin. It means a different place. You have to figure out in the context. Here in our Mishnah, it means simply Olam Mashiach. So this is the Kashmir that they have to Rajbo. Don't you see from the Mishnah that there's a possibility of being HaTorah changing? We had a very important discussion on this. Maybe we can get the next week we'll have to start from that topic.
It's one mystery.
That's how the Rosh said the same outcome. The Nechalam is not a mystery. That's why it's not only Ayur Rasha. The Rosh for a few thousand years, but it's also Ayur Rasha. Now, I can't hear how it says it. Rajab doesn't say it like that. Rajab says it. He says it is a mystery, but he says it isn't. I don't know if it's right. There's a famous passage that is out there on the letters that Rashi quotes on Parshas Chayisora when Avraham Avinu requests of Eliezer Eber Avraham that he should go get a shidduch for his son Yitzchak, doctor from his mishpacha, and he shouldn't let the Yitzchak marry the nice Canaan. Then Eliezer says that what's going to be Uran or Serpo Hisham or Lechaz Acharai? What if the girl from Aram Naran won't want to come back to Israel? And how should Rashi do for Eliezer Sher Bosom Hisham? Should I bring Yitzchak back to Chutzlot? Avraham Avinu says, Chalila, Yitzchak was an oil of Lima, he's not permitted to leave Eretz Yisrael, he's near Hancarbon, and this will be Yitzchak. And he's not letting us to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And if it doesn't work out, that the girl doesn't want him to come here, so make sure he keeps him short, but make sure he doesn't marry the nice canal. But marry a different girl than the nice canal, but not from the nice canal. The Rashi quotes in the Medish, why is the word ulai? The Sebe Rishon, the left side, Hakam ulai is missing a rod. He likes this because Eliezer really had in the back of his mind, and he had a daughter, and was looking for share for his daughter. In the Talmud Chacham, Eliezer knew how to learn. Eliezer was a blessing, Eliezer was a and I've gone to the Chosh of the Talmud Chacham. He said, what's wrong? Let your son marry my daughter. So he had the intention, he liked. So Avraham Avinu said, nothing to him, but the Avadim were The first time, the story is written, that Avraham Avinu is telling the girl's family, there it's crossed. So why is it crossed the first time? There are many answers given. It's an interesting question. Many answers are given. So there's a beautiful essay that Rav Dessler has on this kasha that he answers it in such a fashion that Mom is so true. You see in life it's so true. That people a lot of times do things or say things because of personal negiah. And the negiah is such a tricky thing. Not only does the person not realize that what he's saying or what he's doing is because of the negiah, he doesn't even realize that he has a negiah. Sometimes I say, people call me up about a certain boy, I say, I personally don't like the boy. So you should always keep in mind, I don't let say they ask about a recommendation, a person, a teacher, and I also say, I personally dislike him. So you have to ask someone else in a bit because it could be that anything that I'm saying is all because of my personal dislike for this person. But I think that even objectively speaking, he's rotten and he's miserable and he has a crooked nose and he's blind and he can't speak. So I realize I have a personal idea, I personally dislike him. I realize I have an idea, but I think that what I'm saying is not with an idea. But many times, people don't even realize that they have an idea. The idea is such a... The human mind is so fickle, we don't even realize that we have an idea. So that's how Zeshua has in an essay. He says when Eliezer was negotiating with Avram, he says, go to Avram, get a shira. Eliezer absolutely had an idea, but it was so hidden and subconscious, he didn't even realize that he had an idea. He didn't even realize why he was asking, maybe the girl won't make a face, or why should the girl not want to come? Only later, when he came to Aram Narayim, and everything worked out. Actually, to Saderech, and all the Amayel across, and he saw his Marish and Hashemite, this is absolutely the Zinit and Hashemite, no two ways about it. And then he's telling over the whole story to the girl family. Then Eric realized that when he spoke down wrong, he had an idea. Then he said, who like us? But originally, when he was a gay of the duck, later on he wasn't an again, he saw that he was a shidda. So later he realized what I said, but the Shach Meister, when he was speaking, he didn't even realize that he had an idea. So that's what I'm saying.